106.7. Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays, okay? Surprise things. And no disrespect to anyone.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese.
Hi, everybody. Hi, and welcome
Hello.
To the show. The big news is Mike has his brand new chair.
Yes.
And it does not recline.
It does not.
Mm. Oh, my.
But it was supposed to. But I'm very comfortable. I think I might like it. Even though it does not recline, I think I might be happy with it.
Hello?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. It can be sent back. I don't think they have one that reclines in office furniture.
Well, I think it's going to work, Beth Ann.
Sure?
I think I'm happy with it.
Because I still have the box here, and it can be...
I think I'm going to keep my head in this position all day. I will recline my neck.
Your voice doesn't sound right when you're...
I will recline my neck.
When your head is back like that.
Somehow the throat is not functioning.
For goodness sakes, let's get this man a true recliner. Let's move out of the world of office furniture.
It's a pretty little thing called turning Japanese.
But he said he didn't want a recliner.
But there has to be like a sport utility chair that would work for Mike that would recline. What about one of those babies at the Sharper Image? What about one of those like massage chairs?
One of those ergonomic chairs. Or the Healthy Back store right down the street.
Is that what you'd like?
Oh, those are expensive.
This gentleman gave and gave.
I'm very happy with this. I think
I still have the box. Give it a test
really...
run today. If you don't like it, rebox it.
All right.
There.
All right.
You know what's very good?
What?
Are sex chairs.
Sex chairs are fun.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. Because you can suspend them from the ceiling. That's
why don't we get Mike curious? Why don't we get Mike like a barbershop chair or a dentist chair?
They're so expensive and they're so heavy and. There's not a catalog for dentist chairs.
Okay, how else would it be if
I'm listening to so many reasons why something can't be done.
How about somebody out there listening to the show who would like to
sell
us a barber chair.
You know, it'd be nice.
Sell it to us. Sell me your children.
A barber chair, that way you could take a nice straight razor shave during the show.
Oh, my God. Well, now you're talking about heaven. Now you're talking about fantasy.
All right, Beth Ann, what we're going to have to do is we'll get through the show with this chair, but we're going to have to box
I'm
this
very,
one.
No, I like, no, I don't want to do that. I think this chair is going to work.
Is he going to complain about it for the rest of my life?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I don't think I've figured out how to use it yet. I think it does tilt back a little bit.
I bet you break it first. I don't think it does. I tried it out. I don't think
really?
It does.
You tried to tilt it?
Wow.
Yeah.
The Commander 2 barber chair is $1,500.
Oh, the Commander 2 is excellent.
The Commander 2?
The Commander 1.
How's that look, Buzz?
No picture.
Really?
Like a barber chair, I'm guessing.
All right, here's the thing. If it would make you happy...
Yeah?
I'll split the cost with you if you want to buy
for a barber chair.
If you want to buy a barber chair,
you know,
I'd sure like one.
I'll split it with you. That'd be great.
My Uncle Pete owned one at one time and loved it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, classic one.
Yeah.
Can we use it, Rob?
Oh, no, he doesn't have it anymore.
Rob, you're plugged in.
He sold it to another disc jockey.
Hey, you know what?
You're plugged into the eBay. You can find one on eBay.
No time.
I'm gonna call Frida here in a couple of seconds anyway to yell at her about something, and I'll get her involved in this as well.
Okay.
This is right up her alley.
Yeah, I think it would be a novel thing to have a barber chair.
Do you still have the hairdresser's chair?
No, we do not. That Bride of Frankenstein hairdresser chair.
Yeah, and I'll
chair.
Go over...
we do not.
I'll go over during the break and look at the barber chairs and... In Buzzes.
Yeah, there's some modern ones.
You see what you need to
know? So excited now. You know, I really was very happy with this chair. I would be satisfied with this chair.
Here's Phil from Louisiana during the pre-show. Phil.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing fine.
There's a bunch of barber chairs on eBay. I'm looking at about 10 right now, $1,400 down to $388.
What are they paying on shipping?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far, Rob.
Here's what I'd say.
Research and planning. I don't have that kind of time.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Nobody has any time.
No, it's very busy.
You know, if I'm going to pay for half of it, I'd say let's get him a real one. Let's not get a retread one that people have done stuff in. Let's just go to the barber.com.
Like a real barber chair.
Yeah, where you buy a real barber chair. And get your real barber chair.
How cool is that?
You go to the barber college where you used to be taken.
But as far as Beth Ann's concerned, I think we keep this chair. I mean, this is a good chair. And when you get good furniture in this building, I don't think you let go of it.
Okay. All right.
So hold on to this one.
But that fan really, we're going to have to get Michael Barber chair.
Okay.
And see if it's possible to get overnight delivery.
The S500 is $500.
That won't work.
No.
See,
the $1,400.
You've already told us that there's one that costs three times as much.
I get it. Right. All right.
That's the one we have.
I'll go over during the break and look at Buzz's website.
I bet the $1,400 is actually probably still entry level.
And the nice thing is the varying degrees of
right.
But of course, you know, the barber does that, so Rob will have to bring me up and down.
Rob will have to go over
the pump and
hit the step.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing with the barber with the.
We're also going to need two mirrors. And a rotating pole.
Oh, very exciting.
All right. Goodbye.
I'm just a little excited.
Goodbye, BA.
Bye.
Wow.
Thank you.
Every time.
Love you.
Hey. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, no.
Hello. I'll give you a groaner and another super groaner.
Well, Mrs. Shannon, I'd love to hear a groaner.
What candy bar is the most popular with hot-looking moms? Milfy Way.
Not bad.
And then this one.
Why did I say that?
This one comes courtesy.
Very bad.
This one comes courtesy of guest writer Peggy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Aunt Peggy.
Yeah, she's. Is Aunt Peggy part of this service?
No. Oh, no. Yeah. It's Rob's Aunt Peggy. She's 85.
Oh, Aunt Peggy.
Yeah, Big Daddy's sister.
How do you make holy water? Get regular water in a pot and boil the hell out of it. That's a groaner from Rob's 85-year-old aunt.
Wow, isn't that sad? I mean, cute.
That is cute.
Or we could go back to the script.
Cute, not sad.
What do hot-looking moms order at Dairy Queen? MILF shakes.
So somebody got on the whole MILF riff.
Yeah, that's it. Let's just start the show.
Hey, now.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, and we are, yes, and... Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, Julia, and... Then you got these right.
Kill them. I hate them.
Getting this system. Now it's say hi to Rob.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know why those guys are here?
Why?
To shepherd you through the afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thank you for reminding me. I did want to mention that. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Another day of getting everything you want and all the ships at sea. Half of light and half of dark. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Rob. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. Oh, let me say hello again.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. New episode on this Wednesday. 07-1404.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Right. Don and Mike show, and it's July 14, 2004.
Wow.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, you can't use the 800 call, or 877. Call 800-636-1067 for Antiquated Canada, and Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
The summer is just... flying by.
Yeah. Antiquated Canada.
Half a
couple of quick things. First, it's raining here in D.C.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go on a big rant about the weather people because they've been calling for floods and it's not flooded. It's flooded like 100 miles away from here.
Right.
But I do have to quote Tom Curine from News Channel 4.
That's a great quote.
I'm watching the 10 o'clock news this morning, 10 a.m., and I'm waiting for the weather. And, of course, he, like all of them, is forecasting the end of the world because there's going to be, you know, the slight risk of heavy downpours.
Sure.
And, you know, hail.
And in fairness to them, there has been severe weather today.
But then here's what he says. So as this weather approaches the Washington area.
Listen to this. This is great.
You know, the Channel 4 and Bob, lead meteorologist Bob Ryan will be here starting at 4 this afternoon to shepherd you through the afternoon.
Like we're what, his flock?
We're the sheep.
I'm picturing Bob Ryan, the weather guy at Channel 4, wearing like a Moses robe, and he's
See, you have that. I pictured him in a little Bo Peep costume.
Either works, but he's got a stick.
Yeah. Come this way.
You know, and here's,
this way I will save you.
You got all 6 million people that live in this town following stupid Bob Ryan. Come this way. The weather's not this way.
Then feel the wrath of Ryan.
Oh. Anyway, stink on that. And then by accident, when I'm coming in today.
Stink on that?
Come in by accident today, I hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden I'm not listening to XM. I'm listening to Bill O'Reilly on WJFK.
Hey, that was a lucky mistake.
It is the wrong
one. Yeah, lucky mistake. And it was a great time because it was right as his show is ending. He's going to commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say hi to all of my great whore friends here in Whore City.
Hi there.
Because I heard, as I pulled into the station, the first commercial was Mike O'Mara. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara for whatever, the golf place or something.
Right.
Then it was, the very next spot was, hi, this is Buzz Burbank.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it was a diamond store or it was a car place, whatever it was.
One of those.
It was Buzz. Then there was another commercial. And then the third one, third out of four is, hey, it's your old buddy Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
And I just thought, you whores.
I'm embarrassed. I'm almost embarrassed to show my face at O'Mara's with that. I
look around, Cafe.
I truly am. So were we all on the same stop set?
Yes, you were, and there's no way there's no way to code the system against that because... Now, Mike, this is not so much on you, but this is on Rob and Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
They're such whores. Each of them has like 10 or 15 commercials. I mean, between the two of them, mm-hmm. there's 10 or 15 commercials that are currently rotating.
Now, when are you going to do one?
That would be the 15th of never.
But you've done them in the past. You've done a couple, haven't you?
Yeah, and I don't like doing them.
You hate doing them.
Have you no product you would endorse?
No, I don't. Any product that I would endorse, no, I don't, Rob.
Wow.
Really? I mean, my wife and I had this discussion.
You know, the truth is, I don't do it a lot either unless I truly believe in the product.
Ditto.
Whore. That's fine.
That's true.
That's fine. Yeah. You know, and I'm a whore even worse than you guys, but the thing is, I didn't do it publicly. Mine was a private whoring.
Yeah.
When I went to that guy's house and showed up to get that discount on the bracelet for my wife.
I should point out that in payment for the commercial that I did, I was compensated in merchandise.
We all were.
Yeah, and that somehow what?
Well, no, because I wouldn't do it. I couldn't think of...
Enough money?
Thank you, Rob.
From all the people.
I know.
Hello, Pot. I'm Kettle.
I know, and we're both as black as pitch.
Wow.
You're black?
I am. As black as a thousand midnight.
Isolate that.
Right,
isolate
please.
Rob saying he's black as a thousand midnight.
You can call me the whore, but I'm not in their whore category.
No,
you
that's
said before.
What I said.
Between the two of them, who would be the winner? Because I swear to God, I think it's a horse race.
No, it's got to be Buzz. It's got to be Buzz because Buzz has been in the whoring field so long.
But not for any lack of trying.
Let me tell you why Buzz might get knotted out, though.
Really?
Why? Why?
The wedding show.
That's true.
Yeah. True. Rob hosts. Yeah.
That's an entire infomercial.
Rob hosts infomercials. He's done a wedding one. He's done a car show on the weekend.
Two car shows. I mean, shy of wearing red suspenders or a festive sweater, I am the king of the infomercial.
All right, then you're the
it
first
might be,
one.
I think it's a tie.
I think it's it's a different category. Buzz is a high-paying hooker. And me, I'll take just about anything you throw my way.
You're a streetwalker.
Yeah, Buzz is like a private dancer. You're a dancer for money.
Rob does one-night stands. I'm looking for a relationship.
And Mike would be more like Carmen Electra. Mike would be the celebrity hooker.
What the hell is that?
What's happening? Wait, what's going on here?
Joe just brought... Is that a new chair?
What is this, Joe? Joe, speak, please.
It's a chair.
Joe.
Some sales guy named Gary called me and said, go back to his desk and get it.
Speak, Joe. Speak. As Joe comes to the studio, I'm like, come on. Speak like you're an animal.
Wow.
Who's Gary?
All right, let me try this.
I don't know.
All right, so there's a chair here right now that apparently may recline for Mike.
All right.
it.
It's got all kinds of flippers on it.
Yeah, doodads and wing nuts.
Oh,
my God.
We may have to cancel the plans for the barber chair.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Do you like that? Now, Mike,
that is a cool chair.
Don't throw the other one aside like it's a piece of garbage.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Now you
are. Oh, wow.
Now you're really reclining.
Oh, my God.
World of difference.
You see this, Beth Ann? You see how happy he is now?
How did you just recline in that?
I'm so happy.
Hey, that's true.
Did Joe just recline then?
Joe is reclining.
Yeah, however.
How did you do that?
Mike is torn.
What, Joe?
Improv.
Did Joe just recline my chair?
Yeah.
Well, you know, now I've got two to choose. This.
But that's the one you should go with, Mike.
Is this mine now?
That's big and space age looking, and it's got lots of padding on it.
This is fat.
It's got a headrest.
I have never in 20 years working with you felt more comfort in a studio than I do right now. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Listen to the voice, too.
Yeah.
I'm not in the position that I was in before.
Oh, my God.
Where did
this come from, Joe?
Online.
Don't touch it. It's perfect.
Some sales guy named Gary, I don't know which one he is,
no.
He called and said, hey, I got a chair for Mike. I said, well, bring it in. And he said, no, I'm a sales guy. Go back to my desk and get it. It's like a captain's chair.
And I can have this.
Apparently.
Well, is the guy here or is he out on a sales call?
He's on a sales call.
Gary, whoever you are.
I'll go back to the phones and see if we can. You know,
Gary, you rock. This is the greatest chair I've ever had in the studio.
Is he the salesman that looks like Joan Crawford?
That's
he might be the one who looks like Don's lost twin.
Oh,
well, that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, whoever,
these people?
Whoever that guy is, let me just say, he's got to be handsome with a capital H. If behind my back you're referring to him as my lost twin. And also, Mike, that's my first hearing of that, which means the guy must be ugly if they say he's my twin.
No, he's not much of a dresser, but there is a similarity.
Yeah.
Well,
whoever he is, I'm going to shake his hand. This is fabulous.
Is it really great?
It's exciting great.
Is the bed?
We can cancel the plans for the barber chair.
Oh, now that saddens me.
Right, but no, but this is great. This is, it's a known commodity. We might get the barber chair in here and it wouldn't work.
Okay.
Right? Rate it on a 1 to 10. If 10 is like a feather bed.
This is a 10.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's so comfortable. And I'm rocking as I'm talking. Look, I can talk.
Yeah, but you'll stop that eventually because that's some sort of aerobic exercise.
Anything to get my heart rate up.
Come on.
Very nice.
Darling, where are you? Hi, darling.
Well, hi, sweet.
Hey, have you had the radio on?
Yeah, right. I mean, I wasn't paying attention, but yes.
Okay, Mike, how would you... Now, are you really married to this chair,
yeah,
or you want us to try to find you a barber
no,
chair?
No, because you know why? I mean, it's a lot of effort on a lot of people's part, and if this is the chair, I am delighted. I mean, absolutely delighted
That's
with this
nice.
Chair. I mean,
all
really,
right.
This is terrific.
Then consider that job done. Mike's chair is in.
The new
computers are in.
Yeah.
We're all set.
We're set. I mean, the eye line is good. You and I can see each other better, which is terrific. And
did you notice, incidentally, what I did for you?
What did you do? Because something is different. What did you do?
You know what I did?
What?
You see what I did to this poor girl?
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer moved her aside.
You see where Jennifer was?
You see? You moved her down.
You know how Jennifer normally is right here?
Yeah.
Right at eye level?
Yeah.
Look where she is now.
The only thing that drives me insane...
She's over here in the corner.
Is we literally look at each other through a bunch of cables and wires and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Mike, live in the now.
It's radio.
Live in the now.
The picture of
what,
me.
What, darling?
I could send in a picture of me to replace Jennifer.
Now, see, I don't need a picture of you because...
I could use one over here.
Could I point out... you want a picture of Frieda?
Sure. I mean, if you've got Jennifer over there, I'll have Frieda over
here. Could I point
there
out that when...
Go.
Could I point out... I like it when that
yeah.
cord is moved
yeah,
out
like
of the way.
I'd like to see your hands.
You know what would be good is if we got you some Jim Nance-styled headset.
When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I see is a portrait that was taken of my wife when she was, 12 or 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, where she looks like Winnie from the Wonder Years.
That's a nice picture.
She's the only one out of five kids that had this, her mom had this portrait commissioned, and for whatever reason, it's hanging in our bedroom, and it's the first thing I see in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
So maybe we, how would you feel about donating that to the studio, honey?
I don't think it would be properly cared for.
Really?
What do you mean that you don't think it would? I wouldn't do anything to it.
I wouldn't draw
a mustache on it or draw like a Herman Munster scar on it.
I'd be worried about the graffiti.
Can you imagine how long it would be till somebody drew a Hitler mustache on the picture of my wife?
Oh, that'd be off.
It'd be like 5 seconds.
No, I don't think.
Oh,
so.
God.
What? Oh, you're just enjoying the chair?
I am so comfortable.
I'm glad you are.
I've got to meet this guy, Gary.
And honey.
Yes.
Listen, there must be a very handsome man here at the station that you must meet for all of your single friends out there who are still looking for men.
And That's true.
And you know who I'm talking about in particular, because apparently there's some guy so scary handsome, they're saying behind my back that he's my twin. Uh-huh.
And is this the guy that got the chair? Is this the Gary that we're talking about here?
We don't know that.
We don't know.
We don't know.
You know.
We don't know, but all I know is this guy that looks like me would really be hideous.
There's...
If everybody's said this and has kept this from me, because I'm normally in on the nicknames and such.
I think there are a lot of new salespeople who we have not met yet.
Let me throw out the fact, Sugar, that you were adopted, and maybe you're related to this guy.
Well, maybe we get a DNA test.
Or maybe he's just the guy who's kind of fat and kind of bald.
No, it's more than that.
More than that.
Hey, wow, thanks, Buzz. Thanks, Grandpa.
Not just that, in other words.
Hi, Joe.
Not everybody is saying this behind your back. It's just something that I came up with to amuse myself.
Oh, it's Joe original.
But Joe, you started it, though.
But Joe,
I have started it. I've kept it under my hat until now.
But I noticed it, too, and apparently Rob had also.
Really?
I heard it from John Norman before I ever saw the guy, and I wouldn't say that he looks like your brother or your twin. I would say it's more of like a stunt double.
We got to get this guy in the studio.
Either way, all I know is he's got to be handsome.
If
he's not here right now, he's probably out getting laid.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's probably out getting laid.
He's out modeling.
He's a stud muff out posing as you.
You could send this guy to do all the things that you don't want to do. If you have to have a meeting with Alan, send him in there.
It would work.
You know,
that guy.
If you have to go antiquing with me, send him.
Darling.
He could be your stud muff.
He seems nice.
Darling.
Yeah.
Buzz, lay off that.
Sorry.
Just lay off that until I meet the guy.
Okay.
Until I see how hideous the guy is myself. Okay.
All right.
Then I'll put all of your comments into the proper slots. All but, right. Mike, I'm glad you're comfortable.
Oh, my God.
Anchorman, because I've been feeling some real heat from our listeners.
Yeah, you have. Yesterday in particular.
I recommended the movie, and all these dopes are calling me up and saying, this movie's not funny. Now I know my own convictions. I know what I think is funny, and screw the rest. But you're a snob. This is a movie that a spoiled snob should not like. Yet, did you, Lady Frida, my lady, did you enjoy Anchorman?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Good.
I enjoyed it, and I would like to see... The Lovely or Delightful or whatever that other
No,
movie.
I'm not going to see that Cole Porter movie.
So I like other kinds of movies, too. But,
That's my point. Exactly my point.
It's funny. It had a lot of laughs in it.
There you go. So, see? Look at that. And you would think that she would look down at a movie that had, like, erection jokes. She laughed.
She laughed.
Speaking of that erection.
And she laughed when the people in front of us left because the children were bothered by that scene.
We might have to go see that tonight.
Where the parents were bothered, the children were bothered.
It was a movie we saw that was a comedy just a few weeks ago that we were really disappointed that we were hoping would be good.
Dodgeball.
Yeah,
Ben
right.
Stiller, right.
So that was like a C-minus movie, and this was, a B-plus. Movie.
Okay, so and with Frida, like, that's the best grade you can possibly get.
And especially with a comedy.
Yeah.
Is a B plus, yeah. And a comedy that's kind of gross. So anyway, thank you.
To their website. Have you seen their website? It's very funny.
See, again,
She's so excited about it. She checked out the website.
Listen to this snob laughing. Listen to this.
And it has the different colognes that the
Ron Burgundy
character wears.
Right.
Brian Santana.
Oh, yeah, that's the other guy. That's the sports guy. No,
he's the news reporter. He's not the sports guy.
Is he the guy that we thought was so funny?
Camp Kind is the sports guy. I don't think he was. He was the one with the hat. But Brian Fontana was the reporter on the street.
Right.
He was the one that wore the...
Do you even remember the names better than I do?
Wow. This has a lot more than Will Ferrell going on.
Oh, yeah.
Big cast.
And it's got, like I told you, a lot of cameos. I don't want to ruin them for you, but like Tim Robbins, who's not in the movie for 5 seconds. Tim Robbins, who's in the movie for about 15 seconds and has a very funny scene at the end.
We were surprised by a lot of cameos.
And Jack Black.
Really?
Yeah, again, let me just say, this is my wife, Frida, nine times out of ten I will vilify as a snob on this show. Even Queen Frida enjoys Anchorman. So all of you listeners that called me yesterday, eat one. Eat a big one right now.
Wow.
Thank you, darling.
I'm on their website right now, and I'm at Cologne Corner looking at Sex Panther Cologne. Remember, that's the one that smells like the inside of a hollow leg.
Now you're giving away the jokes. Now, don't be giving away all the good jokes.
I'm only one of them. All right.
All right.
Okay, bye.
I love you. I'll see you later.
I love you too. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. So there you go.
That
see?
Was fun.
She's a snob, and she liked it.
Yeah.
So all of you, just like I said yesterday, up your nose with a rubber hose. I know Joe's been in here a lot, but I would love for him to do some reading for us.
Very good.
You know what? Hold on. Strike that. I got something else even more important. Rob's impossible secret sound.
You touched on this briefly yesterday.
I promised this yesterday. I wanted to get to it today. Rob has a knack for selecting the secret sound, which is one of the most popular contests that we've ever done, and it's the oldest goddamn radio contest in the world.
And the secret sound is basically an opportunity for listeners to guess what the sound is, and if you guess, you win money. And Rob's joy is picking sounds that are impossible to decipher. No one
so
can do
that. I was saying that, you know, that's a good contest to bring back. And now that we got some money to give away, we can actually do it like a real radio station where we add money every day. We add $100 every day. It could be, end up, you know, worth thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars
thousands
for you.
Thousands of dollars.
Jerry time.
Video.
Turning Japanese.
No, no, Nice.
Japanese.
That's one that's called Turning Japanese.
Thank you. That's the pronunciation. Japanese.
Jerry time.
So we're going to bring the contest back. And Rob says to me, he says, I've come up with five or six really great sounds. And the first one he plays for me is so happy. He says, this is one no one will ever get. And he explains to me what the sound is. And even though I understand it, I go, I give him like a tentative okay.
Right.
Then we get to work, and I think about it, and I listen to it. And I think, there's no way. Now, here's the sound. And it sounds, of course, like that's Rob.
He applauds his own sound. Yes, his own evil.
So here it is again. That's the sound. Right. Now, the clues that we would have given would have been along the lines of first, home entertainment, movies, television. Eventually, we would phase out DVDs. It has nothing to do with DVDs. You would figure out it has something to do with VHS. It has something to do with videotape.
Mm-hmm.
So this would take maybe 2 weeks of people calling in, hearing that click, and giving enough clues that eventually they'd figure out the most popular guess would be hitting the eject button and having a videotape come out of a VCR.
But that's not it.
That's not it.
Hmm.
Rob, would you give me the example, please?
Yeah.
Hold on, and before you do, tell everybody, explain to them.
Can I guess before, since that's what it comes from?
Uh-huh.
It's clicking over the don't record over switch.
No, it's not.
No, but that's a good idea for a secret sound.
No, it's not. It's Mike. It's even more heinous than that. It's even
how can it be?
It's even more impossible than that.
My God, what is that?
And it's something I don't think anybody would do. Anybody that still watches a lot of VHS. What is it, Rob?
The protective front. Where that comes back to reveal the tape on the front of the tape.
Flip cover.
Yeah, it flips up,
see,
and that's
Mike?
It.
You see this, Mike?
Yeah.
You need to undo, there's a little switch on the
spring-loaded,
side.
Spring-loaded.
Yeah,
lock switch on the end.
And that's pulling it back and then letting it go. And letting it go is the secret sound.
As so many people do. You're a monster.
Now, I'm not explaining this correctly.
You're a sick monster.
I'm not explaining this. What you do is you take a VHS tape.
Right. Yeah, you take the protective plastic cover that covers the actual tape itself in the cassette.
Turn around back. You know, the part that doesn't have the label on it.
Right.
Then, and why you would do this, I don't know.
Untangle the tape if it gets caught in the machine.
Okay, so then.
Yeah, here's
but
you have to hold it with your thumb.
Yeah, it's spring-loaded.
Right.
Now, here's the live version of that same secret sound.
See? There you go.
But still.
And mostly people don't do that.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz.
Very, very obscure.
But there are some who do.
Yeah.
I did.
You're the only one. You're the only one. I decided that one was too impossible. Okay, Mike's going to give it a try.
Thanks.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, my only comment was, it's a great sound because it sounds like all the other ones.
Yeah, and it's that, you know, I don't know where, you know, does he, like, take all of these devices and record them in his toilet so they have that same metallic hollow sound.
They're all done in our production room here, unless it's very, very big. Then it's done in the field.
But even now, when trying to explain to somebody, I'm thinking, okay, so let's say that we get someone who says, it's a VHS tape, it's putting a VHS tape in, and Rob would go, no, no, no. How are you ever going to explain to someone it's the backside of a VHS cartridge that you click open if for some reason you want to get at the videotape inside?
That would have been Rob's dream scenario. We would have gone through the entire contest without having a winner.
But the idea was to be sounds that you'd hear around your house, no matter how difficult the sound might be to guess, something hear.
A
but
common
nobody
everyday
would really,
sound.
Yes, yeah. A common everyday sound.
And this
and
would
that
not
is the
qualify.
Key. That would not qualify at all.
But as far as explaining it, it wouldn't be up to us to explain it. It would be the listener who would have to explain
yes,
it.
Yes, and you would yes. enjoy the months of torture.
And we'd
yes.
never have a winner. That's we would right. never have a winner in that
never,
contest.
Never, ever,
I mean, we're coming off the last Secret Sound contest where I thought we could have modified it to make the sounds just a bit easier for the listening audience.
No, no.
No, you hate that.
And I wanted to be, if that were the case, there'd be people that didn't get a mohawk or lose an eyebrow.
Wanted to be tough, wanted to be able to give away bigger amounts of cash.
Right.
However, don't want it to
pack
be...
some cash.
Wanted to be so impossible. That's right, and all in pennies. All of our contests from now on will pay out in pennies to make the prize appear bigger.
And you'll collect your money in a baggie.
You can actually keep the canvas bag. It's a collector's bag.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I just have to tell you guys that I knew what that sound was as soon as I heard it.
Oh, give her the
prize.
All
right. We always get this.
Oh, give her the prize.
No,
here's the prize. Rob's home address and phone number.
No, I don't need a prize. I just have to tell you, it's not that obscure. I have a 2-year-old that walks around and flips that when he's watching TV.
Has it been a good day for you today, having it all figured out?
Oh, no. We're back to this again.
No, this
let
is
me,
new.
Let me just ask you something.
How's knowing everything today?
Let me just ask you something. Do you drive a minivan?
No.
All right, good. Thank you.
Of course you. No. What do you drive?
A Jeep Wrangler.
A Jeep Wrangler.
Good for you, man.
A good car. Are you married or single?
I am married.
Married? Any kids?
2-year-old, I just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just said that.
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you.
No, I just had to call because you guys were talking about it was like some obscure sound.
Right,
yeah, I knew what it was.
It is obscure, but good for you for figuring it out.
Oh, she didn't figure it out.
No, and besides, isn't it bad when someone's backing me up and I still hate them? That Jeep Wrangler is good for the 2-year-old.
Bye, honey. Yeah, sorry you didn't figure that out.
So long, Captain Rollbar.
Bye-bye. Hello. Donna Mike Show, hello.
There's no need for all this
hello.
Possibility.
No, they're
hi.
Perfectly safe.
Hi there. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Jessica. Hey.
Pardon me?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Calling to ask, isn't that thing that flips open, doesn't that open when you stick it into the VCR?
It does.
Yes, it does.
In fact, yes. You don't normally hear it because it's inside the machine.
That's right. So you wouldn't hear it or see it necessarily if you put it inside.
Right.
So
it would probably be the it would be referred to probably as the hood. Which has been on the show in years past.
That's right.
In a different context.
I'm guessing since Mike has not said anything to a
no, she's perfectly nice. She's wonderful.
Your virtues.
I really do believe she's wonderful.
That you are not a woman that gets everything you want.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Now see, and if she says that, it means she doesn't, and she's still wonderful. It's totally unpredictable. What's your name, my lovely?
Jessica.
What drive you, Jessica?
Toyota Prius.
Okay.
Environmentally conscious.
All right, now hold on. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's really wrong with that.
I'll write you a letter.
You know, I thought, you know.
Well, Rob, I know with you, and I know what I'll
see. I'm pandering.
It all starts in Hawaii. Yeah. I know that's where it all starts.
Yeah, you know, that was me just briefly pandering to our right-wing audience. That was me pandering, you know, I said, a Prius.
Yeah, that's unusual for you.
Know, I mean, really, if it was, yeah, I mean, I, you know, if I was a different type of radio person, I would say, hey, you got a bunch of snowy owls in that Prius?
Yeah.
If you were that type.
Hello.
If I was so inclined.
Or,
right.
if you were the type who every day at 3:30 said something awful to some poor bitch called on this show. Some poor bitch who's just trying to get along and trying to call her favorite show. And
you know what it is because I had so much fun and Rob brought it up in the opening, I wanted to have another one and I thought it was appropriate.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't have guessed that sound, but I knew it. Once you guys said what it was, I knew exactly what you were talking about, because I would do that with tapes as well.
What are you
trying? How's your day going, telling all your friends you're smarter?
No, I didn't say I would have guessed it.
See, it doesn't work with guys.
No.
What do you drive?
Saturn.
How long?
And now, now this guy, just because he's a guy, I know I can ask this. I know the answer. How long has it been that you've just not had what you want in life? Because every guy is going to say forever.
Right.
Yeah. What? All the time.
All the time.
Always. Not exactly the appropriate answer for how long has it been.
Mm-hmm. It would be forever.
It happens all the time.
Good for a Saturn owner, though.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, it's Robert.
Robert.
Hey, you guys are gods. But what is Spiewak's problem today?
What? Every day?
Why today?
No. He's looking a little pissier than normal today.
I'm not the one who affects a friend.
I'm going to give Rob a free pass here and say Rob and I might be feeding off each other today.
I went to Anchorman specifically on your recommendation.
Yes, and?
I worked in the news business in San Diego, and I love Will Ferrell with his shirt off. It sucked.
You're an idiot.
Totally.
You're an idiot.
Who's pissy now?
You are getting... I will say, you know, and I'm trying to maintain objectivity here, because I don't like Will Ferrell, but I'm going to go see the movie. But you're getting more grief over this movie than we did when we hated Forrest Gump.
Let me just say, there were 28 million other people, or at least $28 million bills that crossed over one hand to another this weekend. All of those dollars can't be wrong. And I'm telling you, besides that, screw that. I stand behind it. It's funny. You don't know funny. My wife's a snob, and even she liked it. Hello?
He's gone.
You could just hang up.
Like the wind.
I wonder what he drives.
That's okay. What would that guy drive? That guy would... What's the crappiest guy? What's the worst? What's the crappiest? A Vega.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And apologies to anybody... Well, what the hell am I doing? If anybody's listening to the show right now, you're driving a Vega. Drive it off the road. Forget it. If you're driving a Vega, your life is over. You're listening to me right now in a Chevrolet Vega,
no need to...
forget it. Go to Home Depot and buy a hose.
No need to assassinate the Chevy Vega when you can take on the Nissan Quest.
Now, what's the Nissan Quest?
It's just a minivan. You could be the Dodge Caravan. You could be the Ford Windstar.
Well, you're still on the
minivan. You could be the Honda Odyssey.
What's going on, Odyssey? Here's Gary from Salt Lake. Gary.
What about the Element?
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Don.
Hi there, Gary.
Don, I just was going to ask you something. Has Bart ever been to a Elton John concert?
Elton John.
What does that
mean?
Is a gay. Okay. All right. Everybody, that's fine. Have fun. Have good fun at my expense. Just wait until next year when you see them go. And the Oscar goes to Will Ferrell. That's when you can line up to kiss my ass.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If I go, am I allowed to walk out if I really hate it?
Yes.
All right.
Sure. But you won't. You won't. You'll like it.
I might not go see it tonight.
Why?
I might go see it over the weekend.
Okay, whatever. You see it whenever. Whenever you like it.
Well, I'm dying to dive into this debate.
Whenever you see it, you'll like it.
I mean, I'm dying to dive in and to either be on your side or not on your side and, you know, one way or the other, get this out in the open.
You should go tonight. We'll phone ahead and we'll have your chair waiting.
The special chair.
Your barber chair.
And I want to find this guy, Gary, and French kiss him.
Hello.
Isolate that.
Don and Mike show. We got two good ones now. Rob is black as a thousand midnights. Uh-huh. Mike wants to kiss Gary.
I do.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you.
Good. I was going to say, I was actually going to guess the secret sound also. The little flip-top on the VCR tape, right?
You would have guessed that, huh?
Have you had a troublesome day not being able to generate an original idea?
No, I don't. Oh, come on. I was just sort of backing up. Maybe it wasn't as high, but maybe I figured it out.
I'm running out of gas with those.
Renee?
Yeah.
Hey, Renee?
Yeah, I figured it out because you mentioned it was VCR.
Hey, Renee?
Thing,
Renee?
Yeah.
Yes? I'll give you a tough one. You ready?
Are you going to hang up on me?
No, here's a brand new sound.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Okay. Here's the sound. Yeah, I hung up on you. What do you think I'm going to do? If I had the power, I'd shoot you.
I didn't know what you were doing over there. I thought you were going to play something.
No, see, when she said you're going to hang up, a sound effect would have been too good for her. The shut up sound effect would have been too good for that
I
woman.
Thought she was very nice.
Of course you did, Buzz.
The new secret sound is the sound of a self-important wench. That was from the pen of Spiewak.
I never wrote that.
He did. He wrote that for me.
Because I hate her. I hate Renee.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
We got to stop taking calls. We're running late. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, is this the guy with the Chevy Vega?
No.
No?
I'm calling to defend you on Anchorman. Right, that is the funniest damn movie.
I know, and I appreciate it. Hold on. Hey, I gotta hang up on you, dude. We gotta go.
Get rid of him before he damages your credibility.
I just lost the guy. Some guy was pissed and shocked from Sacramento driving a Chevy Vega. He was very incensed by the comment.
Really?
He hadn't heard? Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it burst into flames, but he's gone.
Chevy Vega.
Vega.
He's gone. Hello? Is this him?
Don and Mike.
Is this the guy with the Vega?
No.
No.
I thought Anchorman was freaking hilarious.
Of course it is. Thank you, my friend.
There you go.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Stay classy, all right?
Okay. See? Mike, you gotta go see it. Then you'll get all the hip catchphrases.
Then they're gonna sweep the nation.
You'll be lounging in your new chair, and before you know it, you're gonna
stay classy, Don.
Ron Burgundy for everybody. We have to break. You know, I just want to say something today. I came in a fine mood today.
What happened?
You guys.
What did we do?
I don't mean just you guys. I mean you listeners too.
Oh well.
Well, what did we do? I don't know.
It's something.
We've been entertaining. I know you have. I know you have.
I'm very happy.
I know you have, but I don't like it when everybody else hates. Whenever it's like you're infringing on my territory.
I came in kind of a mediocre mood until my pal Gary.
I'm allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you're allowed to hate.
And I love all women.
No, but you said something about me at the beginning, and I forgot what it was.
It wasn't cruel. It was just this guy looked
Ella
like you.
It was about the ugly guy that looked like
you. You're both very handsome.
I remember and that. Now you're patronizing me, Buzz.
No, you'll see.
Now, and you get to get away with assaulting the minivan moms every day.
Well, one other thing I wanted to say before the break.
Right.
If somebody guesses the secret sound,
yes.
Can they also get an autograph photo of Rob Spiewak?
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's a good picture.
Okay.
We couldn't get out of the first break without mentioning that.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm proud to say that again, in all the years I've worked with you guys, I have never sought the need to get a solo headshot.
Right.
Now, I understand.
Rob has a glamour shot now.
Rob has a glamour shot.
It's the best.
Where he's wearing a t-shirt and a suit jacket.
Sure.
And he's got one of his big old, fancy microphones, a shiny microphone.
It is an expression that I have never seen on his face.
It's an expression that says, I didn't know you were coming over, but as long as you're here, I'd be glad to entertain you.
That's exactly it. Guilty. I mean, what can I
say? We got to get them made up. You have to print those up.
It's the funniest headshot I've ever seen.
Funny because of its jiveness. That is why it's funny.
It is so jive, and you can see it if you buy a copy of Washington Wedding.
Oh, my God. Told you, I'm surrounded by whores. It's whore city around here.
Hey, sailor, want a party?
This picture of Rob.
$5.
Oh, God.
This picture of Rob is fantastic.
It is. It's wonderful.
You got to get them made up. Can you get them made up?
I think so, yeah.
Please do.
Oh, yeah, please.
Get those right out.
In time for Christmas.
Those right out to the
Dear fan. Mike.
You bet. You know what I want.
Sooner, please.
All my best. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Imitate is the wrong word. It's not really an impersonation. He...
What? Say it.
Captures you.
He captures me?
Yeah, captures you.
Now, you listen, you little fruit basket. I am nothing like that sick f***. He's a pathetic, annoying nobody, and I am Hank f***ing Kingsley.
That's what I was saying.
Please leave. I'm sorry, did I forget to say now? There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, it's not.
Hypno-larious.
No, it's not.
The Don and Mike Show.
It is not.
Sure it is.
We play Larry Sanders tapes all the time.
I've been happy on this show many, many times. I am
I'm exceedingly happy today. Because of all the joking and all the fooling around, this chair has truly made me happy. I'm not a hard person really to please.
Hey, Mike.
This is incredible.
Mike!
Yes?
When you're hot, you're hot.
Thank you, Don.
When you're not, you're not.
Well, and thank
Look
you.
Around Cafe.
And thank you, Gary, who I haven't met yet.
We have stuff to give away today on the show. Round trip transportation, hotel accommodations at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City, and tickets for boxing, HBO Boxing, Saturday, July 24. We'll give away two of those trips on today's show.
All right.
Also, the losers from The Amazing Race. Oh, the people last night on the show that were so annoying, Allison and Donnie.
Are they the dating couple?
They are. Mm-hmm. We have some clips that we'll play before they get on. They're the one she was constantly yelling at him, you're going the wrong way, you're going down the wrong street.
As they terrorize innocent South Americans.
So anyway, we'll have them on the show as well. The people from The Amazing Race, Allison and Donnie. And I guess Allison is such a big deal that she's doing many conference calls. So she can only get us in at a 15-minute window.
Of course.
But he's got all day. He said, call whenever you want.
Oh, that's nice. He's the cool guy. But they're not, like, linked, right? They're not engaged or boyfriend and girlfriend. They're just dating.
They had gone... Are they the ones that had gone out before and were thinking about getting back together? You know,
I think that was the couple we had last week.
There were so many of them on The Amazing Race to begin with. The only ones that I really remember are the two brothers, or the two guys that make pizza.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you know, the, not giving you the M word, the, you know, the...
Charla?
The dwarf.
Is it Charla or Charla? I don't know.
Or
if you watch it, don't watch much reality TV.
Oh, really?
Jerry Todd.
Too bad, Buzz. I think you'd like The Amazing Race. It's better than most reality shows.
I watched it the first season. See, you're the only one, and I guess Rob, too, because my TiVo went on the fritz, and I didn't get it on my TiVo, so I didn't see it. So you're the only... Was it as good as the previous week?
It was an outstanding episode.
Good.
So we'll have them on today as well. Now, I've got a couple of different phone numbers that I could call here from radio friends of mine. We've got a couple of minutes that I
could... Radio.
Swim in Lake Me for just a second. George McFly has called repeatedly. We've not talked to George on the radio in I think, over a year.
Now, he called you, a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, he keeps calling.
Have you returned his call privately?
I have not returned the call privately.
So this would be it.
Yeah. George is doing mornings, I think, at KALC in Denver. I think that's where he's working. So I've had that on my list. Call George McFly. Either do that off the air or on the air. Sometimes with George, on the air is better.
Yeah.
And then, as I mentioned yesterday... Beth Ann got an email from a guy who was a program director of mine, who I've mentioned on the air a couple of times, and he's not like a guy that I hated, or a guy that was always telling me, you're a dope, stop doing things that way.
He hated Buzz, though.
Yes. He would yell at me, but what I didn't realize is that long after I was done working with him, he worked with Buzz and apparently treated Buzz very poorly.
Well, we didn't get along. Maybe it was a bad time for both of us. I don't know.
Now, all I'll ask you before I try to cold call this guy...
You are so charitable.
...is that Bill Garcia was a common radio name. Is this the same guy from 99X in New York, WNDE Indianapolis, and WDRQ in Detroit?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
It's Greg Garcia? No, it's Bill Garcia.
Bill Garcia.
Bill Garcia.
Yeah.
Okay. I had nothing but good things to say about the guy. He was a guy that treated me good on the way up. And I like it when we get a note from a guy, you know, that says, hey, you know, whatever this note says, you know.
What is the note? Why did he send the email?
It says, a friend of mine was listening to Don and Mike a couple of weeks ago and heard Don mention a former program director, Bill Garcia. I am Bill Garcia. Ever since I've been told about this, more people have told me. I've tried to get in touch with the show. He had great things to say about me, I hear. I emailed you. I have not yet received a reply. And then he goes through some stuff to prove that it's him. I hired him at this station, and this station, this station.
I hate to point out the obvious.
What?
On that email.
What's that?
The desperation in it. See, I don't know this guy.
I spent 40 years in the business. I'm semi-retired living in Massachusetts. I'd love to hear from Don and maybe get a portion of that show. I'd greatly appreciate you passing along the email.
No, I'm just kidding about that desperation.
That's the guy, Massachusetts.
You think it is?
So if he's semi-retired, then he's out of the business, and so that's all right.
So, here's my story with this guy, and then we can get to Buzz's story with this guy.
Didn't the Magic Christian describe himself as semi-retired?
We are feeding off each other today.
And others.
We really, really are. We are.
So when this guy
he
hired me.
He wants a job.
I don't think he does.
And a place to live.
He wants to live at your house.
Your guest.
No. Now, the other guy, he does.
Yeah.
Yes. George McFly, he does.
No, he wants my job.
He wants your job.
He's always wanted my job.
But he would want to live at my house if he had your job.
Yeah, sure. he'd want to come to work with you in the same car.
Yeah. So anyway, Bill Garcia, here's the story on this guy, at least my take. And then, Buzz, you tell me what relationship you had with him.
All right.
I was just turned 18 years old, full of piss and vinegar, working in Pittsburgh with Don Cox on the radio, the guy that would fire guns and stuff. I've told you about him. Anyway, Don Cox calls me in and says one day, hey, you're going to be fired on Sunday. They're firing all of us.
Mm.
And I'd been in radio, I don't know, 3 or 4 years at this point. I just turned 18. And I don't know anything about climbing my way up the radio ladder. I don't know, the guys worked their whole lives to get to New York. But some guy says to me, hey, there's an opening at 99X in New York. Why don't you send a tape if you're about to get canned?
Yeah.
So I send a tape to New York. This guy, Bill Garcia, calls me up. I fly to New York. I'm wearing, a denim jacket that I bought, like, at the Pants Corral for $11. So it was, like, the dressiest thing that I had.
That store's not around anymore, is it?
No, sadly, Mike.
What a great name. One of the great names in retail, the Pants Corral.
Sadly, man, the Pants Corral no longer with us. They specialized in Levi product, as I recall.
Pre-Gap.
Yeah.
And then the Gap had Levi's, and now the Gap doesn't have Levi's anymore.
Right. Now the Gap has the Gap brand.
The Levi's store has Levi's.
Yes, and the Gap band sang, you dropped a bomb on me.
Right.
And also,
not to be confused with the Daz band that sang Let It Whip.
Very right. Or the band, which just sang down on Cripple Creek or whatever that day. Was not Cripple Creek. What's that?
The night they drove Old Dixie down?
No, but I'm getting, now I'm getting them all mixed up now. There's something.
We were with the Gap Band and the Daz Band, and you flew into another
state.
Band.
I went just to the band.
Bob Dylan.
Because there was a group just called Just The Band.
And the band was a good band.
I get, they're not that great. I can't remember any of their songs.
All right, Will, it'll come to you.
Anyway, this guy, Bill Garcia, so he hires me in New York. I don't know anything about working in a major market. He flies me up. He takes me to the show.
Shocker Shaggy came in with
the
air.
Forget it. That's the band.
Oh, Joe got it?
Yeah.
Up on Cripple Creek.
Up on Cripple Creek.
So it's pretty, it is Cripple Creek.
She sends me. You know who likes that song?
Who?
Superman. What's his name?
Christopher Reeve.
Any opportunity.
Yeah.
Any opportunity to slander the infirm.
Doesn't he go kayaking there? Parasailing? Be like Weekend at Bernie's. He's parasailing.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Hello. Or it could be like, what about Bob? You know, hey, I'm sailing.
It could happen.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he hires me. Here's the deal with this guy. He hires me in the world's number one radio market.
Yeah.
Gives me a fantastic salary, and I go in after about a month and say, hey, listen, you know, I've got this wedding. This was when I was not even 18. On my 18th birthday, I pledged to marry my high school girlfriend, Dawn. Hello, biggest mistake of my life. We've already covered that. He said to me, well, being as you didn't tell me about this when I hired you, I can't just, you've been working here 6 weeks. I can't just let you take off a week now to get married. You should have thought about this with you when I hired you. So because I'm an idiot, I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to quit the job then at the country's most listened to FM radio station.
Oh, no. Wow.
And he said, I think this would be a bad career move for you. You know, you're only 18 and guys work their whole lives to get to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought that my ass didn't, I said, well, you know, I guess I should have told you, but see you later. Bye-bye. And because I was so...
Was it heated at all? It sounds like that would be... No?
No, it was not heated. He had long conversations with me. Mm-hmm. Say, please, you know, just call this girl, move your marriage, do whatever you got to do. It was a Saturday shift.
And he was right.
It was a Saturday shift. It was a...
So just a weekend deal?
Yeah, I just needed a weekend off, and I worked 6 days a week. I couldn't get the sixth day off. So I called, you know, my nutso girlfriend, and she said, oh, we can't change anything, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I should have said something to the guy when he flew me in, but
right.
I'm 17. I'm like 2 months away from turning 18. I think I'm going to get fired from one job. I'm about to be offered a job in the biggest market in America, and the guy says, when can you start? And I said, well, I guess right away. The last thing that I want to say to the guys, oh yeah, and in 6 weeks I need to take a couple of days off.
Right.
So I just thought, because I was young and stupid. Now I'm old and stupid, but young and stupid, forget it. I'll get through it.
And yet sort of inflexible by him.
Well, no, not really. Not yeah. really.
Just a day to get married.
Yeah,
right?
but when I
look... He sounds like he might have been a bit of a hard case.
Well, here's why I don't think he's a hard case, okay. Because I'm the one that walked out.
Right, I understand.
And I quit, and I went back, and my next job was in Evansville, Indiana, which is market like 287. Well, as I'm working my way back up the ladder... Mm-hmm. Over the next year and a half, I'm working for Gary Bezerkowitz in Providence, Rhode Island, and I get a call one day from Bill Garcia. Now, here's a guy that I never thought I'd hear from again. I'm pretty sure he hated me, and I thought that I hated him. He calls me up, and he says, you know, hey, whatever happened, first thing he says, how's that wedding going? How'd that marriage go? And I said, Christ, it lasted less than 6 months. And he said, I told you. Yeah. You know, that's just not how it goes. And then he said, I still think you're fantastic. How much money are you making? And I was making $175 a week.
Right.
And he said...
Plus sundries. Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Providence.
In Providence, you would do... you called them billboards.
Uh-huh.
You would talk about mobster clubs. This is not a lie.
Yeah.
On your show, you'd just say, hey, 92 Pro FM, that's Bob Welch. Don't forget, go on down to Vito's down on 42nd Street. It's a fantastic club. And then once a week, you would go down and you would meet with a mobbed-up guy who would give you an envelope with $50 because you plugged his club on
that
the air.
That was it. That's how it worked.
Do you think there was just a trace of Bill Garcia that was just trying... to make sure you didn't get married at age
18? I don't know. See, I don't know this, Rob. All I know is that...
You know, that'd be a great thing to ask him.
When he called me then and said, I will pay you... I was making like $175. He said, I'll give you $300 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking in Providence at yeah. $175 and Indianapolis at $300.
Right.
I said, goodbye, Providence.
Sure.
So now I get to Indianapolis and there's Bill Garcia. And outside of calling me like all program directors did to say, why are you talking so much?
Mm-hmm.
He was really a pretty good guy.
Right.
Put me on an afternoon drive. The problem is, this time he got fired. I arrived at the station and a month later, Bill Garcia got fired.
Oh, really?
So then he leaves. He leaves and about 6 months later, he gets a job in Detroit. So now he calls me up. I'm still in Indianapolis and he says, and incidentally, I've been fired from the station that we were at because they ended up, when they fired him, they fired all the disc jockeys.
Right.
So I went to another station in Indianapolis. He calls me and goes, I'm at WDRQ in Detroit. This is like the nation's fourth largest market. I got a job for you. You're my guy. I know it's the third time, but I'm telling you, this time we're going to make it work. And I said, you got it. Tell me what you need. And he said, here's what I need. I need to make sure that you don't get married and leave, that you don't have a crisis and leave, and we have to make sure that I don't get fired so that I don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so let's make a pact. You're going to come work with me in Detroit. We're going to do everything we can so I'm not fired.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is, no matter what happens, you can't quit.
Right.
Because I had a reputation in radio. If something didn't go my way, I would just say, hey, screw you, there's another station. I put my stuff in a U-Haul and leave.
Right.
So what I did was I sit the guy down because he was a friend at that point, still is, and I said, I'd be glad to take the job. I'm dying to get out of Indianapolis.
Sure.
I will only quit if two radio stations call me. And they're both such long shots, it'll never happen.
Right.
Either WLS in Chicago, my all-time favorite station,
right,
or WPGC in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked each other in the eye, and he said, that's a fair deal.
Mm.
If either one of those stations, because it was so mind-boggling,
yeah.
I had a reputation at that point as being a guy that was talented, but a guy that, if you told him to shut up, I might just get up and walk out and leave and,
right.
and like, ruin reputations, you know, burn all my bridges.
Yeah.
So he said, we made the pack, we shook hands.
Right.
The poor son of a bitch. I'm working in Detroit less than a month. Scott Shannon calls me up.
From WPGC.
Gets the job at WPGC. And he says, hey, boy, how you want to come back home? And I just said, without thinking, yes, I'll take the job. You know, the money was about the same. I said, I'll take it.
Right.
Then I had to go to Bill Garcia. And now, this is now the second time that I've done this to him. I go in in his office. I'm not even unpacked yet. All my stuff is still in that's the city where I had sex with a midget. While Big Jim Ryan watched me in my empty condo.
That's one of the sicker moments in radio.
I hadn't even lived there long enough yet.
So when you walked into this guy's office, did he know? Did he know by the look on your face?
I remember the day, like every day in Detroit when I worked there. It was gray and snowy, and I drove to Southfield where the station was, pulled my car and went upstairs, and I was doing like 6 to 9 at night. I had a nice cherry shift.
Right.
I liked Big Jim Ryan. He's a famous radio, some corporate guy now. Back when he was a good guy, we would party. I would come in early, hang around.
Right.
I got there about 2. I go in. I sit down at Bill Garcia's desk. He goes, "What's happened?" And I said, "You're not going to believe who called me." And he said, "WLS will not hire you." And I said, "You're right. WLS is not hiring me. WPGC is hiring me."
Oh.
And he was cool with it.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
cool. He said, "That was the deal." The only maybe jerky thing that he said was something like, as I was leaving, and I remember it was nice. It was snowing, and we hugged, and we shook. And he says, "If you go there and your ass gets blown out, don't call me." He said, "If you go to that station, you got to stay there like 2 years. You can't go.
He sounded like he was trying to guide. He sounds like one of the good guys.
And that's so I have fond memories of it.
Why did you hate him, Buzz? I was working at a radio station that was in a bad shape. It was playing music everybody could agree on, even the boss, but it was poorly managed, and eventually, because of that, it was taken over by the bank. Things got worse. The bank was poorly managed, and it was eventually taken over by the FDIC, the federal government. So it was just a mess. But at one point, the receivers, the temporary owners, if you will, brought in Bill Garcia to program and change it from music everybody could agree on to oldies. Now, I love oldies. But these were oldies from the 50s. This was the Kingston Trio and MTA. This was Connie Francis and Brenda Lee. And I just wanted somebody to shoot me. I couldn't have been more depressed. And so I was less than happy and maybe a little troublesome. And he called me a loose cannon. And eventually we parted ways.
There you go.
So did he fire you or did you quit? Or
I was eventually let go along with the morning news woman because our salaries were too high. And you can sort of understand that with the station that's in that kind of mess.
Wow. All right,
Rob, let's see. How about, we got to do a break. Call him and see if he'll come on the air the next break. Let's see if the guy's even at home. I got a home number for him here.
Is his real name Bill Garcia?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he knows your history. That's incredible.
And I think if he's still married to the same woman, Rob, you wouldn't approve. It's a mixed marriage, as I recall.
Rob.
He's a mess anyway, Rob. He's like Mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Don.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
There's Rob on the phone.
Hi, best to you.
Hi, Rob.
I better turn that off so we don't hear, get the guy's voice on the air without his permission. And
you just confirmed it is the same guy, by the way.
Oh, with the marriage comment?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys, I mean, he sounds like one of the good guys. He really does sound like one of the big guys.
I loved him as a young guy that was coming up, especially when I had the rap. Everybody would say about me, program directors would sit me down and say, "You're incredible, you have great charisma, blah, blah, you're great with the records, but you just don't know when to shut up."
You want to leave him a message?
Yeah, leave the message. Okay. Hold on.
Bill, hang on for a message from Don Geronimo.
Hey, Bill, I'm trying to call you on the radio. I'll try you again sometime. Hey, man. Mike Elston hates you.
No, that's not entirely fair. We just didn't get along.
He hates you. I like you. I'll call you tomorrow.
Very good.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mike Elston has had awful things to say about you.
Thanks to Brenda Lee.
I've had nothing but nice things to say.
Glowing.
Remember, who? Let's review. Who likes you?
Michael Soares.
That's me. Who doesn't like you?
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
But please say hi to my my new friends.
Michael
Mara. Hi, Bill. I'm a big fan of your brother's movies.
Andy.
Rusty Wack.
Hello to you and yours.
Okay, so we'll call you sometime on program directors that I've known.
La la.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And there you go. Well, wow. Guy not there, but Buzz.
That's just like him.
I bet tomorrow we'll get through to him. And just maybe tomorrow, if we've got 3 or 4 spare hours, we'll call George McFly.
And what's great if we get that guy, Bill Garcia, on, is we've heard your side of the story.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And, it's always interesting to hear Bill's side of the story.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because there's always a few things that are not included.
Well, sometimes, Mike, yes.
Like, maybe you came in there with a shotgun or something.
Yeah, right. I came in with a shotgun.
No, that was me.
You. Sorry, Buzz. Phone scan time right here, right now. Let's take some on-screen calls. 877-365-3636 from America, Canada, 800-636-1067. We don't have anybody tell you what to say, tell you you're on the air. You just call up right now.
Come on, you loose cannons.
With the rotating random phone scan. And if there would be any term that I would use to define Buzz, loose cannon
no way.
Would not be... I mean, Buzz
That's
is
what
like
I'm saying he's nuts.
Buzz is a lovable hippie type
sure.
dude.
Yeah,
you know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, more like a cannon that fires blanks.
Oh.
Well, that's a different story.
Ouch. Ouch. We will be right back with the phone.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What is a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Well, of course it is. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Non-blue and your calls right now at 877-365-3636 with the phone scan so then we can get the people from The Amazing Race on and then we'll give away the trip to Atlantic City, the trips to Atlantic City, courtesy of HBO. There you go. Your mic on now, Mike?
My mic is on.
Okay. We are ready to roll. Oh, and listen, if you love to laugh, stand by for action.
Very good.
That's right. It's returning. Even with the new FCC guidelines, make Beth Ann laugh today.
It's her debut, and she's very excited about it.
So we'll give away some trips to Atlantic City if you animals can make her laugh. But first, your phone calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering on the Redskin football games. I was listening to Larry Michaels, and they're
Excuse me, could you slow down a little bit? I'm having trouble understanding you. Can you speak a little slower, please?
I'm sorry, Don.
You just start over?
Yes, I'm a fan of the WGFK radio. And I was wondering why you're not going to be involved.
Okay, hold on. I got you up to... I'm a fan of the what radio? Can you
WGFK.
Please?
WGFK.
You said it too fast.
WJFK.
I've never heard of that station. Start over again and speak very slowly, please.
WJFK... here in Maryland. The radio
Maryland.
Station.
Yes.
Oh, the radio station we work at.
Yes.
In Maryland.
Yes.
Yes. What about it?
I was wondering why you weren't going to be involved in any of the Redskins stuff. I was listening to Larry Michaels, and they were introducing the people that's going to be on it, and
yes.
they are sounding so boring.
Yes. Aren't our studios located in Silver Springs?
They are. And Dan Snyder's hates me.
Yes.
Dan Snyder's hate me. That's why I'm not going to be involved. Thank you, though, for your call.
Thanks.
And ladies and gentlemen, give it up, please, for Hall of Fame linebacker Sam Hall.
There he is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam. Have a good day, Sam.
Good talking to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Fantastic show. Always been a big fan. But I am Rob Ace B-Wax number one fan, and I would just be honored if you could send me one of those headshots.
Yeah, people want them.
There you go.
I knew there'd be a demand for these, Rob.
Rob, will you make those available?
Eventually.
How about if you were to send in a self-addressed stamped envelope along with a nominal charge for handling?
Just the handling fee is all we need.
Rob, how much would it cost to run off a bunch of
them? I would have to call the lady who took the
What do you
picture.
Think? We give a ballpark.
I would say $50.
$50.
Uh-huh. Hey, look at this.
$100.
Look at Mr. Big Spender with his brand new chair now.
Yeah.
Mike pulls out his wallet and you gonna do it?
He's naked without cash.
Yeah, there he good.
If I may ask, will that $50 include a personalized message and signature from...
What I was going to ask is...
There it is. A crisp $100 bill.
I will get $100 worth of headshots.
Including I would like one for the restaurant wall.
Oh, God.
I seriously would.
Thanks. Hello. Look around, Cafe.
And I would like one.
Welcome to this edition of Whore to Whore.
Look at this. I cannot be bought.
And, Don, don't you want one personalized for the office? For our office, don't you think we should have one?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean it. Can
8
you
by
get
10
that?
Or 11 by 14?
8 by 10. Yeah. 8 by 10.
I will speak to the lady who took the pictures and get them made up immediately.
That crisp $100 bill that I just handed you is so you can get that done pronto.
You bet.
Hello.
I'll put it on your chair.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Nip it in the butt.
Nip it in the butt. What can we do for you? Hello.
Nip it in the butt.
All right. Heard you the first time, for goodness sakes. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
I just want to let you know that I just saw that band you were talking about yesterday with all the writing on it.
I can't tell you how many people in my neighborhood are really pissed at me.
Oh, really?
There was fallout after what you said?
Well, you know, here's the thing. when I go places, you know, because I very rarely leave my house except to go to the same places.
Right.
So it's the gas station, it's the post office, it's Safeway, it's CVS.
You know, even though there's a large population base where you live, it is kind of a small town.
It is remote. However, I stand out like a sore thumb. Mm. So, and I guess, like, with the T-shirt I'm wearing today. Okay, I have a bright T-shirt on that says Big Kahuna Burger.
Very subtle.
My kid got me this shirt. It's a Pulp Fiction shirt.
That is a very interesting T-shirt in the collar area. Where it has almost a turtleneck top, like a mock tee.
No, it doesn't. It just has a large
crew neck.
Not even crew neck. What do you call this?
It's a
mock turtleneck.
It's not a mock turtleneck. It's a T-shirt.
But it's
a T-shirt that has a red ring around the neck and two red rings around each of the sleeves.
But see, the red ring around the neck is oversized.
So says you.
You don't believe me?
I think it looks great.
It does look great.
I happen to have a size 18 neck. So perhaps...
No, it has nothing to do with the size of your neck. I'm talking about the length of the collar.
The width of the band.
When I first saw it, I thought you were wearing one of your, like, Redskins turtleneck things underneath the T-shirt.
Oh, my.
I mean, but I'm not dissing you.
Just because you're happy in your new chair.
Well, you don't be jealous now.
I can't help it, Mike. I am terribly jealous.
Don't be jealous.
You got a tear apart. I got a simple T-shirt that I like. Meanwhile, you're over there in luxury handing out $100 bills saying, go buy pictures of yourself.
I am feeling gleeful today.
Oh, but I got to tell you, so I go into a Safeway today. Uh-huh. And I'm just walking in, just getting some supplies. Right. Woman, I don't know her from Adam. She says, excuse me, sir. And I said, yes. And she said, I just want to say something to your face as a member of this community. And I remember when your son played T-ball, and I remember when you coached basketball, because you were a good coach and everybody liked you. And what you had to say yesterday on the show and the names that you called that woman were absolutely irresponsible. And you're awful. And I said to her, excuse me? She said, are you talking about the... she said, you're the one that talked about writing on the back window of the minivan.
You're having an altercation in the supermarket.
Yes, wow. And I said to this woman, I said, yes, I did. And she's speaking louder than I am. I said, yes, we did talk about that. I brought it up. I think the way for parents to support their kids in this type of thing is, even if you want to write something on the car that says, go team, well, that's okay.
Right, right.
Go and show up and support the kids. I said, but this mom had written on the side, go win. Fight and win.
Yeah.
Underlined, let's go. I said, seemed a little gung-ho to me. And she said, why all the name calling? And at that point, I hadn't even remembered.
Yeah.
I said, what? I said, and this is where I really dug myself at home. I'm standing right in the entrance to Safeway. Mm-hmm. People are watching. I said, hey, listen, I will cop a plea to whatever I said. I said, but I did not call that woman a name. I'm positive. Mm-hmm. And then she leaned forward and she said, you called her a bitch. I said, Oh, right. I said, it was the visor thing. I said, it was the visor. Anyway, she just said...
It was only four times.
She said to me something along the lines of, I used to think differently of you.
Uh-huh.
And then she said what people love saying, you've lost a listener forever. And
wow.
As she walked away, I said, well, when you read on the news tomorrow morning in the newspaper that I've driven my car off a cliff, that'll be the reason, because I had lost a listener forever. And then she said, something as I was walking away, something, and I wanted just so much to scream at her, but at this point people were looking at me.
Oh, boy.
You know, and then so anyway.
In your grocery store.
In my grocery store.
Wow.
And you saw the car?
Yeah, it was on 495, and it's like you can barely read the back window. It was all scrunched up there together. Yeah.
That's right. Those poor kids. Those poor kids driven by that mom, by that mom with her Calvin Klein visor on.
Yeah, and,
I could have pulled up beside her and looked at her, but I couldn't get that close to her.
You know what? I mean, here's the deal. You know, when you get confronted like that, you can't really tell her the truth, can you? You can't really look her in the eye and go, lady,
I'm just having a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was annoyed, but I mean, come on, we tweak it up.
Yeah, I know we do, but there's a part of me that really does feel that way.
Yeah, but do you not agree, though, seriously, if you try to answer somebody who is that hostile, who doesn't get it for serious, you're a rational individual, but, you know, we tweak it up when we're here. I mean, that's what we do.
But that woman did get me mad. Yeah. And those pennies at the gas station got that other guy mad, too.
Yeah. I mean that about what I said about the minivans, though.
Hello.
Sorry.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
See, Mike, you don't have to go anywhere where they know you.
Yeah,
where, like, ladies in minivans would come up to you and say, you're an awful guy for saying minivans are awful.
I know. I don't go anywhere where they know me.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
I mean, every day almost about what happens. Whether it's
Thanks.
You,
look around,
whether it's
cafe.
You, whether it's you saying it or me saying it. But, you know, but I don't get that.
Do they come up to you, like, about the minivan thing, though?
They come up to me about everything. And the thing that the minivan was not addressed.
Huh.
It was not addressed. But,
interesting.
You know, sometimes, you know, it's tough. I don't think I've ever been confronted like that. I really don't. I think
I've had
people that have said nasty things, but I don't think I've ever had, boy, that is the brass on that woman to do that.
Well, consider where I live. Wow. I mean, you know, that's part of what's funny about what you say about women in minivans. I'm sure most of those women all live within a 1 mile radius of my house. Those self-important women in their minivans who can't be bothered with anything else. Are you the one? Let me, and this is the tone, let me tell you something, okay? I've listened to your show, and I turn it down when the kids are in the car. And I like you, and I like your wife, and I've even listened to the show. But after what I heard yesterday, you have lost a listener forever. Forever. Forever.
Oh, God.
I'm dying over that. I'm dying over that in Safeway.
Yeah.
Listen, go get your waxed beans. Get out of my face. go take your sweater and tie it around your... do that preppy thing. Tie it around your shoulders, honey. That looks good, darling.
I'll meet you at the club for dinner tonight. And we can talk about the disc jockey who's commenting on the van with the writing on it.
Jerk face.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
We like calling this the listener's friend.
Yes, here we go. Someone who cannot process the fact that they are on the air right
now. Don and Mike show is the listener's friend. It's a listener-friendly environment.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, how are you? You're next.
How are you guys?
I'm sorry, we don't have time for you. You're too stupid. Dumb ass. We spent 15 minutes saying hello to you. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, buddies.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for Rob. I want to know when he's going to release the headshot with the Dirty Sanchez signature.
Oh, dear.
Okay, now everybody's taking the Rob picture to a new level.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I got to continue on the Rob picture. I was just on eBay. The counterfeits have already hit the internet.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Canada calling.
Right on. Welcome, Canada.
The whole country.
Listen, I got something that's might be a little bit out of context now, but that whole Superman at Cripple Creek, wouldn't he be quadrasailing rather than parasailing?
You know,
like,
what?
Quadriplegic?
You know what? You snuck that one in, you son of a bitch, because you told a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. It was a continuation of Speewax thing.
Thought,
no, it's a Canadian violation.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
And it's, you know, it's really, it's violating the main directive, which is ever forward.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like them French fried potatoes.
What the hell was that?
Sound like Stick.
Alright then.
That's a guy that had a whole prepared comedy bit ready.
Was that Stick or was that South Park? I mean, singing.
It sounded like both.
It could have been either. And what a compliment that is for Styx, if that was Styx.
Sailing away.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Two things, very quickly. I have totally seen, I teach at a private school in Bowie, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And I see the writing on the side of the vans all the time. I see the fancy moms with the breast jobs. And I keep thinking to myself, for God's sakes, we live in Bowie. You know, if you're so fancy, live in Potomac. Let me tell you how pathetic our graduation was. Okay. Dennis Murphy was there.
Oh, no.
Dennis Murphy was at my eighth grade graduation 3 weeks ago.
I met this beautiful lady from Chicago.
What was Dennis Murphy doing at your eighth grade graduation?
Apparently, he's the uncle of an eighth grade girl there.
Wow.
And he's, can I just say this? He's a gracious man.
Yes, he is a gracious man. You're dead on with that.
Very one gracious. Hand, one heart. He made sure to give me a copy of his CD immediately.
Oh, that's nice.
We hadn't even left the church yet.
Can you imagine anything worse than taking your 8-year-old for the 8-year-old graduation to get him into middle school, and then Dennis?
What he doesn't realize now is the 8th grade moms that are busily tracking him down now, identifying who exactly that teacher is.
Right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don, did you see me in Anchorman?
Get out of here. Mike Landis, would you stop that? Hi. Don and Mike Show. Hello. You know who is in that, though? It's Kent Shockneck. A guy from Los Angeles who really looks like one of the guys that does the news on The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
And I am driving around in my minivan with my two kids listening to Don and Mike here in Marlboro.
Thank you for that.
And I want to know, what is Mike's deal with minivans?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Nope, I got no problem with them, lady.
Because I like Mike.
I'm A-OK. Well, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Hold on. You like Mike and you love Buzz?
Yeah, and I want to know, will we ever hear from Buzz's wife? We hear from Freedom.
Where are you on your way to now?
I am on my way to drop my kids to their grandparents because I'm going to the hospital for my friend who they're going to pull the plug on tonight.
Oh. Boy, had to be done sometime. You know how to shut me down. That's for your friend who they're going to pull the plug on?
Yes, he developed a blood clot last night, and it caused a heart attack, and right now he's on respirator, so...
And it's nice to know that in this time that you thought to call our radio show.
Yes, and complain about me and minivans.
No, but she really likes you, Mike, and she loves Buzz.
I just wanted to know, and, you know, it's like I like listening to Buzz and the news, and, you know, sometimes I feel so bad for Buzz because he can never finish the news, but...
You know, can I offer just a...
Poor Buzz got it so bad on this show.
Can I offer just a tiny... hold on a second. Can I offer a tiny piece of advice?
Yes.
When you're around family, friends in this very, very trying moment this evening...
With this guy that's going to pull the plug on.
I want you to try to do something that's going to be very hard for you to do, okay?
Oh, goodness. What's that?
During the entire experience, when you do that tonight, try... Just try not to force your opinions on all those other people.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Right.
See if you can just keep it in check for maybe like a 3-hour period.
Oh, gosh, Mike, I wasn't doing that.
Gosh, Mike, she wasn't doing that.
Well, I just, I'm just trying to make sure that this whole thing is as painless as possible.
Have a happy plug-pulling party.
Thank you. Dawn.
Right, have a very
bye,
nice
Buzz.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Love you all.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a call from a minivan.
Mike, I'm with you.
I rest my case.
I'm with you.
I'm going to pull the plug on a friend. Ass.
A frosty, cold, unfeeling
goodbye.
Minivan.
I know.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That might be the funniest. Oh, we've gotten it in a long time. I heard him. I heard him.
Hang out.
I heard him.
Going to pull the plug! Mom, Dad, bunch of mine, the kids, we're going to pull the plug!
We're going to Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
Don
and Mike.
Hey, you're the last caller, my friend.
How's your plug?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I just got out of jail about 45, I spent 45 days in there.
Of course.
And I had a question for Don.
Yeah, oh, I'm here, yes, I'm the prisoner's friend, sir.
Yeah, Don, did your bathroom ever get done? I know it was 2 weeks, but that is
no way.
Here's the guy that's been in the joint.
His first
and he
call.
Wants to know if your bathroom got finished. I love that.
Sir, yeah, the truth is, it's done.
And God, you gotta love dropping your morning deuces and that.
I do, it
and spectacular. The bathroom bigger than yourself.
My friend. my unjustly prisoned friend. God, if only we could go through our penals and, you know, think about this. Why do they call it a penal system?
Yeah, well.
So,
I hope you
because that's all you can get while you're in there.
If only we could go through and plunk out every innocent, good-hearted man like you and put all those women driving minivans in jail.
You want to be like Castro. Open the prisons. Send them all out into the streets.
Listen, you're the last person on the phone scan, so you have the complete second season of 6 Feet Under on DVD. That's an HBO show special 5-disc boxed set from
right
HBO.
On.
All right, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on just a second. Right. Here you go.
Yeah, that is the melting pot that is known as the Dynamite Show.
What a wonderful phone scam.
When we come back, the losers from the amazing race last night.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My name is Don, and I'm scared of that guy that was doing that commercial.
Me too. He's Neil Clark Warren.
He don't have OnStar. OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free and voice-activated wireless phone that's built right into OnStar-equipped vehicles.
I love this system. After you program your phone numbers and give them name tags, all you have to do is press the white dot button and say call home, or call out the digits to say any phone number, and OnStar does the rest. The call comes through your stereo speakers. You've got the volume control on your radio that's right there to turn it up and down. It's fantastic. It's the best audio I've ever had on a phone.
Neil Clark Warren presses the button. You know what happens? Windshield wipers go off.
Ah.
No additional long distance or roaming charges. OnStar Personal Calling available in most markets. Pleased to be visiting OnStar.com for more information.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Bakersfield Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show. Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. Let's salute Baltimore live, 105.7. Yeah, WXYV.
Hey, hey, hey.
Buffalo, 92.9 WBUF. Tampa Bay, WBZZ, The Buzz. Dallas. That's a middle of the night thing in Dallas. 105.3, live 105. And, okay, San Francisco, KYCY. The Amazing Race was on last night. We've said a long time ago this was the best of all of the reality shows.
It is a lot of fun, and they're in South America now.
And this year's is really good. The losers last night were Allison and Donnie. Before we get them on the phone, here's a couple of highlights of these two kids. These two crazy in love kids. Listen to how good they get along.
Right.
Hard to believe that they didn't win last night.
We're gonna run up the whole out in front of a bus. And let's stay together and be like pencils, okay?
That was Allison. She's getting upset by the soccer moms.
Wow.
Because they were gonna get hit by a bus.
Right.
Now, here's Allison. She's still very upset from last night's Amazing Race.
Would you read the map? This is out of time the street, Donnie. We're going to lose.
We're going to go back to the alley.
What?
I was so mad at her because she was constantly yelling at me instead of trying to help ourselves out of the situation.
Mm-hmm. We explained that they had two challenges.
Johnny and Allison,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they had two challenges. They could either walk eight dogs for a mile through the streets of this country following a map to get to their next treasure.
Right.
Or they could go into a discotheque where there was a foam party. And they were dropping down these gigantic rubber balls, and inside the rubber balls...
No, everyone had to go to foam party. They had to go to the gay tango thing.
Oh, that's right. There's so many challenges on this show. They go to a gay tango club where
right.
there are maybe 20 gigolos that all roughly look the same
right.
dancing with women, and you would have a picture, and you'd have to find the guy that matches the picture, but they all looked the same.
Now, when they went to the foam party, you said they dropped down, balloons with... they were balls?
Big balls.
How did they get the clues out of the balls?
They had to break the balls.
Oh, thank
they
you.
Did. And here's one, and then we'll talk to these people. Here's my favorite cut. This is Allison giving Donnie an ultimatum, and gosh, if this doesn't sound like it came right out of my own car, listen to this sweet woman tell this poor man what he's doing wrong.
Pray for death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what he's doing.
Oh,
sorry,
my.
Donnie, you need to stop and read the map right now. Why are you looking around? Donnie, why can't you find it?
Shut up.
Mine keeps having sex. Are you kidding me? We didn't pass by three checkpoints. We didn't pass by three checkpoints.
Is that her?
Yeah.
This is the worst one ever.
And you know what? We're done.
We're done.
Did she just say we're not having sex?
No.
It had something to do with other people.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here now, here's Allison and Donnie. Hey, kids.
Hello.
Wow. Hi there. Welcome to the show. Wow.
Donnie, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, actually.
Wow. And Allison, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, you guys, There are so many couples on The Amazing Race. Are you the guys that went together and then broke up and then couldn't decide and got back together?
We were the guys that went there undecided and then came out without.
So when you ended the experience of The Amazing Race, are you guys a couple any longer?
We're not now, but we were at the time.
You're no longer a couple.
You were at the time. I bet that makes you feel good, Donnie.
You hear what I had to go through.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that they edited out a bunch of stuff.
If you only knew.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. Allison, why? As I was watching the show last night, I have to ask, why are you yelling at him all the time?
I'm yelling at him because he thinks that he was doing the show all by himself and that I wasn't part of his team. He wanted to do the physical parts, he wanted to do the mental parts, and he really couldn't handle both. So I was trying to keep him in check.
Trying to keep him in check. When you
didn't work because we were eliminated.
Now, when you guys first started,
I'd like to point out you were both beaten by a midget.
Hey, it's a habit, right?
When you first started, and this question is for both of you, and you know, because I'm sensing we have to police this couple a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, Allison, maybe you can answer this question first. When you started this this great race out, The Amazing Race, what was the state of your relationship? Did you think that the relationship was sound, or did you think, hey, we're just going to try this as a lark?
At that time, I thought the relationship was pretty sound for Donnie and I. We've always been on and off for 4 years, but mm-hmm. at the time, we were together, and we decided we were going to do the race together and leave together, but not exactly what happened.
And Donnie, the same question for you. When you started this out, did you have in your mind the fact that, well, I'm gonna participate in this with her, but that's gonna be it?
I had in my mind that I wanted to win 60, and that's pretty much what it came down to for me, and I'm sure as well as her.
You wanted to win one? I couldn't hear you, Donnie. I'm sorry.
I wanted to leave with six figures after the race.
So you wanted to get the money, right? All right.
So Donnie was in it for the money, and you know.
And Donnie,
I don't know how that makes Allison feel.
At any point, I mean, I can't imagine being what I saw on TV. But at any point, did Allison ever show you her softer side?
Yeah. Well, if that side exists, I haven't found it yet. So,
ooh,
wow. Well, you have the chance.
I'm just curious as to whether you guys have great makeup sex.
We've had some moments.
You've had some moments. So you go and you're on the show, and now you're doing the parade where you know you're being interviewed by everybody, and their brother is being the latest losers. Did you ever want to kill the twins when you were on the show?
I like the twins personally.
You like the twins?
Yeah, I feel like the same way. They were really nice.
Bob has no trouble understanding why Allison likes the twins.
Allison, how do you feel about the soccer moms?
I like the soccer moms, too. I actually like almost everybody on the show this year.
Allison, who didn't you like of the Donnie. Teams? Of the teams that, but yeah, besides Donnie. Besides Donnie, who don't you like?
Yeah, I didn't like Marsha.
And which one is Marsha?
She's the one that her father hurt his knee in the
Yeah.
Hey, you know, and that's more embarrassing.
Daddy.
That's more embarrassing.
Yeah, that was awful.
That's more embarrassment for you guys that you beat by a crippled old guy. Hold on a second.
Really bringing my pride up right now.
Hold on, we got help here with a guy named Dave calling us from Vermont. Ah. We should have known this about Allison. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, Allison, what's the next reality show you're going to be on?
I hope none.
Do you know she was on Big Brother?
Really?
Yeah, I think
that's right.
A couple days ago, she was on Big Brother.
So, Allison, you got the whole system figured out, huh?
Well, not really.
You know what, Donnie? You know what we call someone?
On top of this one.
Donnie, you know what we call someone like Allison? A two-time loser. I couldn't cut it on Big Brother, couldn't cut it on The Amazing Race.
But seriously, Allison, would you do another reality series? Would you do another show?
As long as Donnie wasn't my partner, yeah.
Oh, oh man. She's a grizzled veteran of the reality wars.
And Donnie, would you ever go on another show with Allison unless it was something like Kill My Girlfriend, Please?
No, I would go with the midget before I went with her.
Donnie, how is your love life right now? Are you seeing anybody?
I've had a bad experience with the last one, so I'm going to stay away from them for a little while.
Oh, wow.
And Allison, what's next in your future? Are you thinking about shopping yourself to the WB?
What are you going to do, Allison? What are you up to next? Are you involved with anybody right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not even trying to get involved with anyone.
Oh, my God. You two have just alienated each other for any other, you know, love interest.
Now, is there any chance that there's, like, a twist, a surprise, and then somebody gets invited back on the show that you might be back on, or are you really gone forever? Or can you not say?
What?
Yeah, you guys are going to have to tune in for that one.
And, you know, I asked this of the last couple that we had on the show. How is the bungee jumping into the pool? Was that as scary as it looked?
I was petrified, yeah.
Because, I mean, that seriously looked about as scary as it gets, even if you don't have a fear of heights.
Yeah, well, being the first person to go down it, too, didn't exactly help, so.
I mean, you really have no idea. Do you ever sense, because you're in a foreign country, that maybe things aren't up to spec as far as when they... Does that ever cross your mind?
Everything is not up to spec.
They're in South America, and they're going to bungee jump. You ever think, well, I hope the South American workers were successful in attaching the things properly? Or is it an American crew that does it?
Well, we just didn't look down. That was our biggest goal.
Hey, and Allison, speaking of foreign country, was it you that was just screaming out the window of the car at people? Like, you didn't really speak the language, but you did that American thing where you're like, hello, do you understand me?
No, I think that was the midget's partner.
The midget's partner. Allison, Scott the Dwarf is going to come down here and kick all of us.
Little people. Allison, have you considered bungee jumping onto The Apprentice next?
Definitely not.
And, Donnie, have you gotten any good feedback from other women? I know the show was just on last night, but have you gotten any feedback from women? I'm thinking you could really play this card. Go, oh, you poor baby. That woman.
I've gotten a lot of comments from older women.
Yeah, let mommy make it better.
Yeah.
That's about as far as it's gone.
There you go.
Absolutely. So which show was better to be on? Was it Big Brother or was it this one, Allison? Which one did you like more?
I had more fun on The Amazing Race, I think. It was just neat around the world.
I have a question for you guys about playing the game. There was one point when there was a stalemate between the black couple and the twins. They both got to the cab at the same time, and they would not give it up. Right. If you had been in that situation, would there be any sense in them trying to share the cab so they could both get there at the same time? It drove both me and my wife crazy.
I don't think they could fit, yeah. There's no way to fit in the same cab. Those cabs weren't very big, so...
Mm. So that answers that the cabs weren't big enough to accommodate it. Donnie, do you live in constant fear, even though you're apart? Do you live in constant fear of Allison?
Not at all.
I do.
As much fear in her direction as
even on this phone interview, I'm kind of afraid of her.
Allison, did you get to spend any time with Julie Chen when you were on Big Brother?
No.
Did you ever see her make out with a man named Leslie Moonves?
No, but I heard it happened often.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
She's had a ton of work done.
She has. She's amazing.
We had a picture of her yesterday from some good plastic surgery site.
Oh, man.
How's she look in person? She look good, Julie Chen?
She's absolutely gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Well, this plastic surgery website really showed the before and after, and man, she had lots of work done, but it was all good.
She used to look like Margaret Chow.
A dollar well spent, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever consider plastic surgery, Allison?
Maybe if it was done on Donnie.
Now, wait a minute. Donnie had a little cackle there. Donnie.
She's already had her plastic surgery.
Oh! what did she have done?
She had a nice little nose job.
Oh, boy. Donnie. Oh, and hold on. Here's another one of our callers. Here's Dave from New York who says you guys are dating again. Well, now, wouldn't they know? Dave,
they
you're
just
on the
told
air.
Us they're not.
Right. They called the Rochester radio show in the morning show the other day and said that they were dating again.
Well, maybe between that interview and this interview, maybe they've broken up. Well, what's the status, kids?
No, there's no dating. We maintain a very distant relationship.
Yeah, we break up like every other week and just... week, hopefully, for God.
For good.
So you're like, what, break up to make up? That you guys are all the time breaking up and making up?
Used to be.
Yeah, it's been like that for 4 years now.
Well, that's the makeup sex.
Do you blame the show for the final breakup?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Donnie, don't you ever think you could do better?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. That's part of the problem. Well, I think Donnie may have put the last nail in the coffin with the comment about the nose job. Yeah.
So how long ago did you have your nose job done, Allison?
Well, my left nostril collapsed like 2 years ago. I had it fixed, but that was it.
Yeah. Your left nostril collapsed?
Medically necessary,
yeah.
Don.
Was the nose... Do you get the nose job after another guy broke up with you?
No.
Hey, Donnie. Does the midget have dirty fingers?
What's that?
the little person.
We used to have a dwarf who worked
Scott
on our show.
Scott the dwarf is going to come down here and he's going to kick you.
Mike, they even they call her a midget on the show.
Well, midget, but you know,
box. Even that doesn't make it right.
All right,
so
let
strong
me,
though. I don't know how you can downplay her. She's so strong, and she's still in the race, and we're not.
Does she have dirty fingers though?
No.
She does not have dirty fingers.
That close.
You see, kids. Don is referring to a Scott the dwarf who was an intern on our show and who worked cleaning jewelry and always had dirty fingernails.
Oh.
That's why we always ask
little,
him.
Little stubby hands, always very dirty.
Always with dirty fingernails.
Well, it was great talking to you.
I say that these two are going to get back together. I sense it from this interview.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
I don't know. Allison, you remind me a lot of a charming lady I know named Frida.
Yeah, that's his wife. That's a compliment.
That's
yeah.
My number.
All right. Thank you both for being on the show. And if you get back on The Amazing Race, we'd love to have you back on again.
Good luck in your travels, you guys, okay?
All right. Thanks for being on. All right. Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
See you later. There they go.
Donnie, you need to stop and read the map right now. Why are you looking around? Donnie, why can't you find it? Why don't you ask someone?
Shut up.
Why keep having sex?
Listen to her. Yeah. It's worse than that woman that went up to me on Safeway today.
It's just tough to find anything good about her.
Donnie's going to be on another reality show called Digging a 6-Foot Hole.
I'm Jeff Probst. Welcome to Shallow Grave.
There you go. There she is. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Wow.
That's Donnie and Allison. They're the big losers now on The Amazing Race.
Yes, it's Lopez. Come on.
We
got to
go. We got to go back. Right up the wrong street.
Would you read the map? We don't have to climb the street, Donnie. We're going to lose.
We got to go back to the alley.
What?
I was so mad at her because she was constantly yelling at me instead of trying to help ourselves out of the situation.
Right on.
He
is the kind of guy, though, that will come back to that.
Yeah, it's will.
I was so mad at her, but then I went back because
I'm not so mad. And how about that? They're on some show in Rochester a couple days ago. She's gotten back together.
I would bet, based on what I know from these type of relationships, she probably has one appreciable skill. I'm just thinking. She might.
I bet she doesn't have that skill.
You don't think? I think.
But I bet
she would have
Mike,
to.
I bet she thinks she has that skill, but I bet she doesn't have that skill.
Perhaps we have Donnie on the show alone. No, without the troublesome Allison.
I wonder how that nostril collapsed.
You know what I bet that is like. I bet that's like when we go to the store and get those big rawhide chew toys.
Right.
You give one of those fresh out of the bag to your dog, and your dog goes.
Yeah, it goes nuts.
And, you know, just left,
right.
Up, down. You know, it's, here you go. That's right. Oh, that's Allison, that's so good.
Hi, baby.
Wow.
All right, thank you to them from The Amazing Race. Now, kids, who wants to laugh?
I do. Everybody.
Everybody does, but there's only one person that matters in this contest. As we play in the brand new age of censorship and FCC standards.
Yes, and remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
One of our favorite games, Make Us Laugh.
Yeah.
But today the good news is you don't have to make me laugh, or Mike, or Robbie, or Buzz, or even Joe. Today it's the fairer sex.
Yes. Our lovely new producer.
Ben Man McBride will be in here. You call us at 877-365-3636. Now, there's all kinds of jokes we don't tolerate, and we'll have to delete you out if you break the rules.
Right.
But be it a joke, be it a saying, be it a thought.
Right.
If you make Beth Ann McBride laugh, you will win round-trip transportation and hotel accommodations for a weekend in Atlantic City at the Trump Plaza to go see boxing courtesy of HBO.
Wow. Wonderful.
Call right now at 877-365-3636. You got to make Beth Ann laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're playing with a girl now.
Man, I don't know how tough this is going to be, and we really don't even know exactly what the key is, where her sense of humor lies. We know she's got one because she works on this show, but exactly where, you know, what's her wheelhouse as far as laughing?
Now listen, don't be easy.
It's going to be hard.
But let it be natural.
Let it be natural. And like I was telling Beth Ann about this last night, we've done this segment before, and we've had it roll over to two or three segments, and sometimes we've played to the point where we don't have a winner.
Exactly. We're weary.
But there are other times when, boom, 5 minutes into it, we get the one.
You never know.
That sets us off. Mm-hmm.
You never know.
You don't want me to fake it.
No, absolutely.
That's the one thing you can't do. You can't fake it.
Do not fake it. But also, if there's something that strikes you as funny, even if we don't think it's funny,
right?
Then you gotta let that go.
Right.
You gotta let that happen.
I can do that.
All right, BA. All right. Oh, those people from The Amazing Race were quite good.
Yeah, they were. But you know, I kept getting emails. Allison needed to be off the line by 5.
Well, you listen too bad. They were on a big time national
show.
Big time national show. You got to learn how to be meaner to these publicity people.
You know, I'm just maybe I'm speaking on my own here, but I think if we inconvenienced Allison, it's not that terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. That was funny.
Thank you.
Okay. Right, bye.
Very good.
Bye, BA.
Bye.
She'll be in here a second. We'll play Make BA Laugh right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Thank you.
World-class dancers, Don and Mike.
All right, we're ready with Beth Ann McBride to play Make Beth Ann Laugh. Beth Ann, do you laugh a lot?
Yeah, you know, when it's funny.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mike, which mic are you on right now?
3.
I'm on the same one.
See, here's the problem. Look at the microphone right next to you.
Yes.
You see the label right on top that I would see? Turn it to the right. What does it say?
3.
Microphone 3.
Right.
You're actually on microphone number. Look how efficient Beth Ann is.
Mm-hmm. Always helping.
Look at that. You're moving the stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike really likes the new chair that you got for him, Beth Ann.
Yeah, I can't believe he got up to do whatever he does during the break.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving this chair, and I want to thank it's Gary. Is that the salesperson
that
gave me his chair?
Gary, the guy you love, the guy
and,
that you
and,
would kiss.
And Beth Ann is now sitting in the other new one that came in, so now we have a brand new chair for me and a brand new chair for guests when they come in here.
However, if I could just say something, and don't take this the wrong way, you dirty birdies. Rob has the same dirty stool that he's always had.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not get Rob a nice clean stool for in here?
I'm going to do that.
Why?
Why, Mike? Why? Because
I'm kidding.
Because
that was a joke.
I know. Because why should Rob have something nice to sit on?
I think we'll get around to that.
Would you like to see my stool?
Well, I saw you when you brought it in.
Look at it.
That's not even a functioning stool.
Look at it. It's a mess. Look at it. You can see the insides coming out of his stool.
Rob, you should not be sitting on that. Rob, why don't you take one?
Sloppy and foul smelling.
Why don't you take one that one of the old ones temporarily until we get you a new one?
Oh, take someone else's stool. That's your stool.
No, I want a backless stool.
Oh, you want a backless stool?
Because I have to hide it under the reel-to-reel machine.
All right.
Back.
Now, Beth Ann is relabeling.
What are you doing now, Beth Ann?
I'm trying to make it number 2 so people know.
Isolate that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, honey.
How do you work in these conditions?
God damn it. Sit down, honey.
Things are starting to come along here.
I'm not laughing.
Okay, don't worry about it.
There's still a little bit of piling going on in here, which I don't like, though.
What do you mean? What's
like
the problem?
Keyboards piled up. Like just keyboards cast away. It looks like a computer warehouse.
Mike, we're doing the best we can to keep this on the air right now, and you have your new chair, so just shut up, please. You have your brand new Prince of Siam.
Did I complain
chair.
A little bit too much?
A little bit.
I think the chair has actually brought out more of this Prince of Siam personality.
Look at him. Look at him.
It's not pleasing to his eyes.
The scepter.
Look how he's sitting.
Did I not come back to you and say I was delighted with the work you'd done?
For the chair you're not sitting in? Yeah,
I see. See, I knew. Yeah. I knew. And I walked out after I got this chair from Gary, our sales guy, and I said, tell the guy thank you so much when you see him. And I knew she heard that. Because have you noticed that about Beth Ann? She hears everything.
She sure does.
She hears everything. She is not somebody where you can say something under your breath and it won't get back to her. She has superpower hearing.
Yeah. So anyway, the bottom line is he likes the chair that he's got now.
I love it.
He loves it.
Are we sure he has it? I mean, Gary, it was Joe that talked to Gary. Gary
said... Yeah, you know what?
No,
that is the problem, because Joe you know, I said, let him, he can take mine. I don't know whether that meant I can have it permanently.
Well, first we have to meet the sales guy, Gary, who donated the chair to you.
Well, we have to get Gary on the line.
And then I want to meet this very handsome guy who looks like me.
You.
I've heard a lot about this handsome fellow.
And they might be the same person. Wouldn't that be something? It'd be very exciting.
Let me just say, long live King Mike.
I'm very happy
with
my
brand new chair.
But the keyboard's not pleasing his eyes. I will tell you this. I'm not giving this chair up now.
All right.
So if Gary wanted it to come in here and wanted to be some sort of, like, Tim McWilliams deal, you know, where it's only in here for 10 minutes.
No, it's yours.
Mike, I don't think he's an Indian giver. And isn't it great that you can't say that anymore?
Right.
Indian giver, but like you piss off some Indians somewhere.
Say that. You can't say
Indian
that.
Giver, Indian giver. There was a song.
That's right, as we
took
said,
your love
can't say that
away
anymore.
From
no.
me.
Right.
Beth Ann, are you ready to laugh?
I'm ready.
Let's put 10 minutes on the countdown clock.
Very exciting.
Right. 10 minutes of live unscreened calls. Make Beth Ann McBride laugh. Win a trip to Atlantic City, courtesy of HBO, to stay at the Trump Plaza for HBO Fighting on the weekend of Saturday, July 24th. Watch the fights on HBO, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Only on HBO. You ready? Beth Ann, the clock starts when we take the first phone call. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Don't be a Native American giver. Give on this show. Give your best material to Beth Ann.
Give it till it hurts.
Hello.
Hello.
Make Beth Ann laugh.
Afraid, I'm afraid we're already disqualified.
We don't do dirty jokes like that anymore.
Sister, can't do
there's
it.
Nothing dirty about the answer. Still there?
It's always kind of a... Well, we do have a delay, right? So we...
All right, what...
Well, apparently that's overruled.
Somebody else on the upper floor decided that that would not be worth hearing.
Yes, I believe so.
So now we have some wonderful padding to do.
Yeah. So how have you been, Beth Ann? How are you finding your new situation?
Rob, yes.
I like it.
Pause the clock. We've had to pause the clock now 36 seconds
into
this.
An official timeout.
36 seconds into this.
Official's timeout. That's correct.
While we wait. Beth Ann, here's a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
When we chatted last night, and Beth Ann and I were on the phone for about a half hour talking about radio stuff.
Right.
How many drinks? And please be honest.
Do I think you had when you were before you spoke with me?
Yes. Please be honest.
4. Is that good? Do I win?
Did you have more than one?
I had two.
Two. Yeah, two. That would be the equivalent of 4.
Because they were doubled.
Doubled, right? Yeah.
Because they were doubled.
Winner.
Okay, good. I was just making sure, because, you know, it's one of those things, most people know when they talk to me at night when I've had a couple of pops, you know. If I'm feeling good and I want to, like, give some radio wisdom, toss some nuggets out, that's when I make those phone
calls. I'm not going to throw any darts at you today, because I arrived home last evening by a taxi cab.
Oh, well, that's good.
Touché.
Yes.
Touché.
Yes. Taxi cab. I had about 100 beers.
The phones are back on. Here we go. Rob, restart the clock.
All right.
Restart the clock. Make Beth Ann laugh. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, a blind man walks into a bar with his teen eye dog on a leash. Bartender notices him standing there, and then all of a sudden he sees the guy wheeling the dog around his head like a lasso. The bartender goes to the guy, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?" Blind man just says, "I'm just looking around."
Oh, right. Not funny. Not funny. Yeah, Beth Ann didn't even smile. And you hate it if it's just Beth, right?
You don't like that at all.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
A troublesome name.
Hello, make Beth Ann laugh.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Hey.
What's brown and sticky?
What is brown and sticky?
A stick.
A stick. See, that would have made us kind of laugh.
Thank you. That made me smile a little bit just because it was so stupid.
Hello, Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh.
Not Beth Ann, though.
All right.
Hey,
what has 9 arms and sucks?
What has 9 arms and sucks?
What?
Death Leopard.
I'm guilty on that one. Excuse
music
me.
Music joke.
That is one that took me a second.
That's
See, don't
good.
You remember
no,
the drummer
yeah,
for Death?
Yeah.
That didn't, it didn't do it for her, but that's good.
Got
you chuckled. I like that one.
I'm tough.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to you last night, did you think that I had 4 single drinks, 2 doubles, or perhaps that I had just mainlined a bottle?
I don't think you do anything single, so I was assuming it was double.
My girl. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Old Italian guy finds himself pulled in front of a judge. Judge says, "Hey, this girl with the keys, you go rape her."
about
the cell phone is so bad, I can't
understand. I don't understand a word you're saying. Please start again.
An old Italian guy finds himself in front of the
camera. Disqualified.
Too choppy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Hey, B.A.
Hey.
What do you call the second sex organ of an elephant?
What?
His foot, because if he steps on you, you're screwed.
Mike, you didn't laugh at that.
I exhaled through my nostrils.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh. Hello? All right, and that's Marlon Brando checking in. Excuse me, Marlo Brandon checking in.
How you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Figure out you're on the air.
Wow. Okay. All right, let's try that. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Two Irish guys walk out of a bar. No?
Made them laugh.
crack that guy up.
It made me laugh because it was funny, and also the guy laughing in the background.
Yeah.
Because his, like, built-in audience.
Hello. Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh.
Beth Ann, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
That's right up there. It's not
doing
there.
Well.
It's not up there.
Did
in the same. Go ahead, sir. Plow right ahead.
Mike, the clock is running. Yeah. We are loaded with delay right now.
Wait, tell a joke. Did you see Ku Klux Knievel on the news last night?
No, I didn't.
He tried to jump 100 Arabs with a steamroller.
You know, in another life, sir, there's going to be some karma coming your way.
Yeah.
Maybe in this one. Right now, we've asked for these calls, so we cannot punish you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Pushy Pusher.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I want to say I'm so glad you're back on in Tampa. So, Ruth Ann, knock, knock.
Yes, Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann.
My name's Beth Ann.
It's Beth Ann.
Right. I'm sorry.
That's Beth Ann.
Okay, it's all right. Yeah, Ruthie.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
I know this interrupting cow.
Boo!
Oh, God. Get out of here.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, Ruth Ann.
I got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old that'll fall out of the car if you tell that.
Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, there was this divorcee and her smart aleck son in the supermarket. The smart aleck son said, Mom, I bet you some chocolate chip cookies I can tell you three personal questions. I can answer three personal things about you. One is your age, the other is your weight, and the other is why Dad left you. She said, okay, you little smart aleck, tell me, how old am I? He said, 37. You weigh 165. Okay, for the cookies. Why did your dad leave me? He said, I saw it on your driver's license. You got an effing sex.
Wow, that sucks.
Oh, that sucks. Terrible.
So bad.
Oh, that is
that
terrible.
Sucks so bad.
Oh.
Yuck.
P.U.
P.U. Bad. Bad. Awful.
I mean, you hated that as much as we did, right, Ruth Ann?
Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm Don and Mike to Beth Ann.
Yep.
That was Dave Chappelle, incidentally, on the
last
line.
What do you call a woman who works as hard as a man?
I don't know. What do you call a woman who works as hard as a man?
Lazy.
Mike, that wasn't a joke. That was simply a statement.
Yeah, I didn't care
editorial.
For it.
Hello. Don and Mike Show make Beth Ann laugh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what's the difference between love and true love?
What? We had to delete out, hello, make Carrie Ann laugh. How did they know Isabel Sanford was dying?
Because at the end, her breathing was a little wheezy.
Beth Ann laughs. We have a winner.
Yeah.
Winner. Is that an original?
That was good. Yeah.
You make that one up yourself?
Here.
That's darn good.
I thought that set in my truck.
That is pretty
good
darn
job.
Good.
Now look at this. For all of you skeptics out there, sure there were a bunch of clunkers, and except for the time when we had to hit the delay because people were using bad language, 6 minutes and 16 seconds in.
And you know what? That's just that's a new original formula. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That made Beth Ann McBride laugh. Can we hear it again, sir?
How did they know Isabel Sanford was dying?
How?
Because her breathing right before the end was a little wheezy.
All right.
Very nice.
It worked on Beth Ann.
Yeah, and it worked on us, too.
Congratulations. You got round trip transportation, hotel accommodations from Plaza, Atlantic City, and tickets to go see Gotti fight Doran. HBO Boxing the weekend, Saturday, July 24th in Atlantic City. Enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we have a winner
on
Make VA Live.
Yeah, and that guy deserves it. I mean,
very nice.
It was an original. I like that.
He brought that up.
It was topical.
Yeah, wheezy. It was, you know, not the greatest, but it was kind of solid.
So see, Barbara Ann, you were here in the studio, and now look at how great things are going. Isn't that right?
Thank you.
Isn't that right?
Bob.
Isn't that right, Mary Lou?
Hey, Bob. She called you
Thank
Bob.
Thank you, Bob. She's like,
what about Bob? Is that Gary, the sales guy that just went by?
Oh, do you want me to go find out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that guy's named Gary, though.
Oh, it isn't.
But you know what? Sometimes you're like Homer Simpson. If you ever watch The Simpsons, Homer's having a conversation, and you go, oh, a bird, and he'll run out. Mike just saw some guy walk by the window.
Yeah.
Is that Gary? Is that the guy? The chair?
It's on his mind.
That's not nice.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's standing when he comes back to the office.
I'm excited.
Sure.
I'm excited today.
And I embarrassed you in front of Lucy Liu. I'm sorry about that. My apologies.
Thank you, Edith Ann.
Bye, Sandy Sue.
There she goes.
Bye, Jolene. I know that's not Sue, but Jolene.
She's loving every minute of her association with us.
There she goes. Incidentally, she's left the room.
She has left the room.
There was no goodbye. There was no nothing.
No sign off.
She's just going shopping for a minivan. That's what she's doing right now. Our brand new producer, Brenda Lee.
Fantastic.
She's the best. All right, everybody, that's the successful bit.
Good job.
That's a good job on Make Beth Ann Laugh.
Make Miss Vicky Laugh.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Johnny Thurston began a routine. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
The Don and Mike Show. They are the Dean's Peanuts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We got a couple of ways we can go in this break. Robbie, you might want to get out of that bag of CDs. We're going to do one of a couple of things here. We'll either listen to some of the hideous CDs that you, our listeners, have sent us.
Yes.
Homemade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can play affiliate roulette now that we have the list of the 46 stations that are currently airing the show.
Got some new ones on the list.
With more to come in the coming days.
Right.
As a matter of fact.
Cool.
Tomorrow on the show, some guy, he'll be in studio, one of your favorite WWE wrestlers, who wrestles with Ric Flair and Triple H.
Wonderful!
He's part of that sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, the return of Way Out There.
Way Out There.
I'm Alan Linewine.
And I'm Michael Hughes.
And we're two openly gay executives with CBS Viacom.
Very nice to meet you.
And tomorrow, we'll be talking about cuddling.
Oh, I love cuddling.
It's an interview all about cuddling. No sex, please. Just cuddling.
I saw that.
Just cuddling.
It's just dreamy.
Friday, very interesting, I think, a guy who writes scripts for CSI.
That's got to be a brilliant guy.
He's written like 100 different scripts, and I guess he writes for CSI and CSI Miami and CSI New York.
I got a million questions for him.
And he also has something to do with Elvis. So he's like the perfect guest.
Fantastic.
I know what it is. There's a casting call this weekend in Las Vegas where we're heard on K... God damn it.
On this fine station.
That's it, on K God damn it. In Las Vegas. KSFN. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're doing a casting call this weekend in Vegas for CSI for an Elvis lookalike. A guy who's going to play a dead Elvis in an episode of CSI that this guy has written.
I'd like to look at the line for that group.
Yeah.
I'd love to see
that. Sorry, Rob, you can't go out there.
I'm here for the audition.
Okay, so.
Here's my headshot.
Here's what we have in this break. We can either call some of our affiliates, some of our new affiliates, see how they're digging the show.
Okay.
You know, we know that that's the chances of that going well are pretty good.
Yes.
We'll at least find out the type of people that are working behind the scenes in some of our new stations.
Always fun to reach out and touch.
Yeah. Or we can go to the listener CD bag.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
It's where we got, of course, the great Joe Gibbs song.
Yeah. Yes. We love it when our listeners are generous.
Thanks, Rob. I think you just helped inside that we'll go with affiliate roulette. I think we'll wait on the listener CDs. Let's play affiliate roulette and see who's listening and what they think of the show. How about this? Let's start in Wisconsin.
Where are we in Wisconsin? Is this Wausau?
Well, we've got a lot of stations in Wisconsin.
We do?
We have Madison, Wisconsin.
Right, Mad City.
We have Sheboygan, Wisconsin. We have Superior, Wisconsin.
We have Wausau, Wisconsin. How about Superior, Wisconsin?
Superior, it never gives up or dead on the big lake they call Gitchigumi.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, maybe we tried that one before. Let's try Wausau. Yeah.
Wausau, that's what I want to do.
Have we tried?
Wausau.
And everybody remembers that from 60 Minutes,
yeah,
right?
From the commercial.
All right, so we'll call, because it's still, what time is it, Wisconsin? It's 10 till 5.
Now, is Wausau like a remote, like it sounds?
It's near Stevens Point, which is near the middle of nowhere.
All right.
I misdialed. Excuse me. Hold on a second. These are very small numbers.
Picture, if you will, a lonely radio outpost on a snow-covered field with a lonely board operator who is also serving as the general manager and receptionist.
It would be one of those stations that's actually at the transmitter, under the tower.
Yes, under the tower.
All right, so let's call WRIG.
Advanced Communications. This is Carrie.
Yes, hi. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now on one of your stations on WRIG.
Okay.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Are you familiar with the program?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Listen, we've never have had a chance to talk with anybody. We're playing affiliate roulette.
We call affiliates around the country to see how they're all doing.
We forgot to roll the little roulette wheel.
Spin the wheel.
And it's going to come up, I think it's going to come up on... Yeah, Wausau. Wausau, Wisconsin. So we're calling you to find out how are things going at WRIG Wausau. How are things at WRIG?
Wonderful. It's actually fair time right now.
It's fair time? You're having the county fair?
Yes.
Yeah, hey.
Now, do you refer to the radio station as the rig?
Big rig.
The big rig.
Yeah, hey, at the state fair, like anyone good coming like Clay Aiken?
Actually, not so much. This is just a little fair.
Oh, it's a little fair.
The big fair is in August.
Oh, so they have rides and cotton candy and all that good stuff?
Enough about that. Let's talk about our favorite topic, ourselves and our radio show.
Sure, and then maybe we could talk about you.
Yeah. What do you like best about being able to sit at the front desk at WRIG and listen to this show every day?
You know, actually, I'm just filling in. You'd have to ask the normal receptionist that.
Really? What do you do at the radio station?
I'm the promotions director.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Wow. And how old are you, if we may ask?
24.
24, and are you married? Not married.
Hmm. Ike Meng?
Yeah, yes, Ande. Yes, yeah.
Is Shay, Umfrey, Wisconsin way. Equals A, Umpy Frey. Okay?
I don't know.
Ely
Ray.
No.
Yes, I've spent a lot of time. Remember, that is the land of Dawn, my ex-wife.
Is your name Carrie?
A lot of friends and family in Wisconsin.
Carrie, the celebrity you most resemble.
That's a tough question. I don't know.
Is it Rosie O'Donnell?
Definitely not.
Okay. Well, you sound wonderful.
Yeah.
Please pass along our best wishes to all people at this radio station.
I will do that.
Tell them that we called.
The Don and Mike Show, you're in promotion, so you would know better than anybody else. The Don and Mike Show, is it doing gangbusters for the radio station?
Doing good.
That's good.
Doing good.
Uh-huh.
Anybody ever ask you about it before we called today?
Not me specifically, but I've definitely heard of it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's how you play affiliate roulette. Let's spin the wheel again.
I hope we get a better one.
Let's spin that wheel again.
What's it going to stop on this time, Don?
Oh. Mike, Palm Springs, California.
Oh, I love Palm Springs.
Yeah. Palm Springs, California, radio station
La Quinta.
WGAM, where we are heard on some kind of... tape delay, so they can run it in the afternoon.
My memory of Palm Springs is checking out of a resort hotel and looking at my bill and going, what?
Hold on a second.
Oh, my God. Seriously. I thought my hotel room was 50% cheaper than it was.
Wow. 7-6.
That's a lot. Scary.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. That's why we get the free fruit.
Come on. Hold on a second. What? Is this area code sound right? 760.
That sounds a little... No, it doesn't, actually.
I'm cell phony.
325. But Palm Springs, you know, truly, truly gorgeous, especially if you're a golfer.
Here we go. Calling radio station WGAM.
The Big Gam.
The Gam.
The Gam. You got great gams, baby.
Gammer.
Here we go. Get ready to be bowled over with the excitement.
Good afternoon, our broadcasting.
Yes, good afternoon. Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on your radio station or we'll be on later this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
On WGAM in Palm Springs.
We're playing affiliate roulette, and our little ball landed on Palm Springs. How are you today?
See, we're doing the show now. You're on the air, but it's not going to air for another like 4 or 5 hours because you run us on tape delay.
You'll hear this later.
That's right. Are you the receptionist at the radio station?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. What's your name?
What's happening, baby?
Patsy,
how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, this is going to go much better than with Gary.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
So this radio station in Palm Springs that you work at, that they run our show on, is it a good station or a bad station?
Our station's way cool.
Way cool.
Yeah. I like that.
Way cool, like me.
And, oh, like you.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, baby?
Hey, you want to know about me?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Well, I'm cool.
Okay.
You're cool.
Yeah, and, cool. I'm in air conditioning right now.
Can you tell, what is the current temperature in Palm Springs?
You know what, I think it's the high 90s right now.
I know that when I was watching Lisa Joyner this morning, you ever see her on Channel 2 in Los Angeles?
No.
Oh, boy, is she cute.
Really?
She's so
hottie,
cute.
Huh?
She's so cute. She was saying it's going to be 110 today in Palm Springs.
What kind of car do you drive?
What kind of car do I drive?
Yep.
A Honda Accord.
Not a minivan, right?
Not a minivan.
So. Can you tell us something? And we don't want to be presumptuous here.
A minivan? I mean, God.
Well, we're having some issues with minivans. And please excuse Rob.
Minivans are like way lame. Sorry for all you moms out there.
Let's give her a round of applause. Patsy, really I like smart. You.
You're way cool.
You are
like,
way cool.
Way lame, all right?
Right.
Way. Every other word's way. If you wouldn't mind telling us, how popular are we in Palm Springs, our radio show?
Where are you again?
Oh, no. Not going well out there?
Have you ever heard our show? They run it from 4 to 8 on your station.
P.M.
4 to 8 p.m. when you might be leaving a hotel.
when I might be filing my nails at my desk or...
Yeah, sure. Or something like that.
Phone call or...
Whatever you do. So are you saying you don't have a chance to listen?
No, not really.
Not really.
That's Do you think you're going to listen now after having this wonderful personal contact with us?
I may.
You may? Oh, you may.
You may.
You're one of those girls. I'm going to tell you something, honey. You got to be a looker. You got to be a looker because you've got the attitude.
Yeah, are you a hottie?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Yeah.
I am hot. I am on fire.
Is this one of those radio companies where there are like 8 radio stations in the building?
There's 4.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah. All right, darling. Well, listen, for now, enjoy your good looks. How old are you?
30.
Oh.
30, baby.
That perfect in-between age. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. Where's that little gold ring on your finger?
And I surely don't have one.
Sure.
Oh, what God.
This is the second single receptionist we've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Doesn't that say something?
It's interesting. Well, the other lady was a promotions director, so I don't know if it follows in the profession.
On a scale of 1 to 10, please be telling me, how popular do you believe this radio show, the Don and Mike Show, is in Palm Springs, California? And don't worry about sparing our feelings.
Yes, using a scale of 1 to 10.
10 being the best, 0 being nobody listens.
Don and Mike Show.
How popular do you think our show is?
I'm gonna say it's a 10, and I've never heard the show, but just going by, you know, your personalities right now, you're probably a 10.
You work at the station.
Would there be anybody you would be aware of in the building, in the entire building, that may be considered a fan of our show?
Would you put us on hold? Do you have an intercom system there in the station?
Yeah, actually I do.
Put us on hold, and here's what you say.
Okay.
Attention W or K, attention KGAM employees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Afternoon superstars, Don and Mike are on the phone and would like to talk with anybody who likes their show.
That's it. Perfect. Could you do that for us?
I'll do that. Hang on 1 second.
Put us on hold.
Okay.
She gave you a 10 just from talking to you.
If she comes back, may I tell her to watch out.
Why?
Here comes the wall.
She's about to hit that wall.
Yeah, it's around the corner. She might not see it coming.
She's way close.
Oh, she's 6 years closer than you.
God, if I had a dollar for every time that broad said way. It's way cool. I'm way good. It's way the foundations. Like, this song is not played enough on the radio.
Well, it's in one of their 4.
I understand.
One of their 20 radio stations.
Big oldies.
As we continue to pad. Because remember what she's done is put us on hold to find anybody
in the radio station that broadcast the show.
Well, in the actual facility that broadcasts
it. Said, anybody want to talk to Don and Mike, we're on the phone.
They're fighting over who gets to talk to you. And
yeah,
when they get that settled, somebody will pick up.
Maybe they're out selling.
The song is about 2.5 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to give it to the end of the song?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to hang up.
Oh. Hold on. Hold on. Do we have somebody? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
You know what? It's Patsy again.
Oh, no.
Patsy,
what? Patsy, please tell me you didn't find anyone.
You couldn't find anybody?
I found somebody.
Who?
His name's Joss.
Will you put him on the phone?
What was that?
Will you put him on the phone,
please?
Oh, okay, hang on.
That'd be way cool.
Oh. I'm on fire.
I'm attracted to you the most.
Here comes the wall again.
So, hey.
Jeff?
Hey.
Jeff!
Yes.
Hold on, we might have an affiliate roulette winner, unless he's the program director.
Yeah, I think he's the program director.
Is this
a program director.
Not a program director.
Really? What do you do there at the radio station, Jeff?
Promotions
guy.
I get all that really crappy stuff we give out on the air.
Okay, and have you ever listened to our show, tape delayed in the afternoon, on your radio station?
Yes.
And how do you find it?
Be honest with us.
I found it on my dial. That was the first way.
No. How do you find it? Please to be giving our show a 1 to 10 scale of your enjoyment level. And don't worry about our feelings. Yeah. If you don't like it, it's a 0. If you love it, it's a 10. What, you work at the radio station. What do you think of our show?
I can. You sure? I'm not going to hurt you guys. I can disregard your feelings and opinion.
You want honesty?
I'd put it at about a 7.5.
7.5.
Wow. All right. So you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, that's
a good thing. It's I don't like a 7.5.
Well, Mike,
I wanted an 8.
How long have you been listening, Jeff?
I think a 7.5 is not bad when you consider it took almost an entire Build Me Up Buttercup to find one guy that even knew that we were on.
It's better than a goose egg.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Thank you for your time.
Have a great day in California in beautiful, sweltering Palm Springs.
But thank you. No prize for the roulette?
Hold on, I got a prize for you. You get to talk with one of our favorite celebrities.
Oh, I just hung up on the guy.
Oh.
Who was that?
The celebrity is on the phone. I accidentally hung up on the guy in Palm Springs.
Oh, dear.
Hello, mystery celebrity.
Yes. How you all doing out there, guys?
Hey, what's happening, Tom?
Who could it be?
Hey
Tom.
Guys. Hey, Don and Mike.
Tom, how you spell radio?
R-O-A-D-I-O.
Right.
Rodeo.
How you spell Palm Springs?
Palm Springs?
Uh-huh.
P-L-U-M.
Right.
S-P-R-I-N-G.
Plunge String.
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, Mike. Tom, what's happening?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Tom?
Good.
Oh, today's Wednesday. Did you eat at the group home?
Watch it.
But did you? What did you have for breakfast?
Nothing. I went on a trip down to Charlottesville. We took some stuff down there. I was on a courier business this morning.
You were a courier today?
Yeah, we took a lot of stuff down to University of Virginia.
Did you drop off your application?
Nope.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Nope.
The bomb.
Yeah.
Who are you for president?
President Bush.
That's right.
Why is that? Why are you for Bush?
The first one.
Because he's my president.
And how do you feel about minivans?
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Very good.
How do you spell Bush?
B-A-S-H.
You never fail to amaze me,
never
Tom.
Wrong.
You're so
the Bash Brothers.
You're so great. Tom, we got to go to Buzz in the news now.
Buzz?
Yes.
Go to news.
Okay. Now, hold on, Tom. Hold on. Don's going to play the stuff for us.
Here you go. You like this song, don't you? Don't you, Tom?
Yep.
Sing.
Buzz a little, buzz a little.
News.
Buzz a little, buzz a little.
Come on, Tom.
Buzz? Buzz a little.
Oh-ho.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
La-la.
La-la-la. La-la-ho-ho. La-la-la-la. La-la-la.
Very nice.
Very good, Tom.
When am I coming in?
Oh, you mean for the big Red Sox bet?
Yeah, big Red Sox
best. Massage.
As soon as
it's a long season, Tom.
Couple of weeks, Tom.
It's a long season.
As soon as the Red Sox are mathematically eliminated, you will be getting an all over nude body massage from Mike.
Or the new Producer.
No, that's not going to come.
No.
Tom.
No.
That's a different bet.
Tom, no on that.
Mike's going to do it.
I'm going to do it, Tom. My hands will be all over your body.
All right, Tom, we're going to go to Buzz now.
In a world where radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
And he made it up.
Right, Rob.
Buzz and the...
and there's a thunderstorm watch until 8.
30. Thank you,
Tom. Good to know.
Hey, Tom, for anyone in one of our new markets, never heard you before, anybody out there listening, how old are you now, Tom?
44.
44, lucky number.
When's your birthday, Tom?
December 2nd, 1959.
Right on.
That a boy, Tom.
Buzz, what is your lead story?
Hey, let me ask you. Hey, Buzz?
Yeah, yes, Tom.
Okay. What's your lead story for today?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, Tom. Today, new stories of sexual abuse, not by priests, but by nuns.
Ooh. Tom, that sounds crazy, doesn't it?
That sounds crazy.
Were you ever abused by a nun, Tom?
No.
Were you ever abused by a priest?
No.
Ever abused by anybody?
No.
Do you want to be?
No.
Good answer.
You know what? I got a suggestion.
Yes. Good.
Why don't we do the same thing we had last year?
What was that, Tom?
The thing up in the conference room that we did before.
Oh.
What was he referring to, Rob?
Talking about Rob.
He missed it by about 2 or 3 years. It's Tom Gavin's Survivor.
Yeah,
No, Tom. We'll do that again some other time.
No, you just get ready to come in for your big massage.
Big
Don's
massage
gonna
by Mike.
No, Don.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for Don and Mike Show. We'll be back after these messages with Buzz in the news.
Now, Tom, what does Mike always say? I say that was very, and Mike says...
That is very...
What does he say?
What is it again? That is very...
Fascia. No.
What is it?
Good job. You aced it, Tom.
No.
No.
Right. Now put that all together. What does it say?
Processor.
Yeah, perfect.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The number one radio show in Haiti. The Don and Mike Show.
Have a buzz of news and comments brought to you by Smoke Break Smokers. Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Mike, here's a call for you from someone you've never met before.
Very good.
It's Gary the sales guy.
Gary. Gary, are you there?
Oh, hold on. Gary?
Yep.
There he is. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Gary, you're my hero.
You won't mind if I ask you to keep the French kiss, will you?
I will keep the French kiss to myself, but can I have the chair?
Yeah, it's yours.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Anything I can do for you, I swear to God, this has been one of the happiest days of my life.
How long have you been working here at the station, Gary?
I started in March, Mike.
And that was Don.
Don.
But it's okay, because neither one of us know who you are.
No. Now, Gary, what do you work on the Redskins? Is that what you do?
Yes.
Okay, and so you're back there in the cubicles back there.
Yeah, that's why I figured you may as well enjoy the chair, because it doesn't fit at my spacious desk.
Oh, what a generous soul. And, and not even me. You know, when you think of salespeople and how much they take.
I'm sure he'll get it out of you at some point.
Oh, he will. I will be his bitch.
There will be a way for him to whore you out somehow.
I will do him a favor. I will.
Gary, incidentally, are you the salesman that's so strikingly handsome that some people behind my back are referring to you as my twin?
I've never been mistaken for Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay. So you're not ugly like me.
Pretty close.
So he's saying, I think, if he's never been mistaken for Brad Pitt, that maybe you look like Brad Pitt. Are you a man of larger carriage, Gary?
I've got some girth.
How much? I weigh about 220. How much you weigh?
That's about the ballpark.
About the ballpark.
Yeah. So he's in the same weight class.
Cropped hair?
Yes.
Mm. Winning attitude?
Yeah.
Can-do smile?
A magnificent wardrobe there, Rob.
Magnificent wardrobe.
Wardrobe, I feel it.
Well, Gary, I mean, a spontaneous act of generosity has never come from the sales department.
And I hope you know that if you look like me, that is a ticket to poon. I think I can say that even on this new show now.
It's working so far, Doc.
It's a TTP. Yeah. Just be careful if you're out there being me. Use protection.
Well, Gary, make sure you stop by and say hello when you're in the building next time.
You bet. Enjoy it.
Okay, and for me, it'll just be like looking in a mirror. Because I cannot,
be surprised.
I can't imagine how hideous you look because
no.
all these people have said this and behind my back, so you got to be one ugly dude.
No.
You really do have to be an ugly guy if they're saying you're my twin.
I think I'm pretty close.
It'll be like that scene in the Arnold movie. Where he looks in the window and it's his own self celebrating Christmas.
The one, the eighth day, or what is it?
I don't know.
One of those.
He's robotically replaced in his own life.
Oh, no, he has a clone.
Oh, a clone.
He has a clone.
Well, I will be stopping back into the cubicle section to see your clone sometime this week.
All right, Gary, thank you. Mike appreciates that chair.
All right, guys, enjoy.
All right, bye-bye.
There he goes.
There you go.
Boy, oh, boy. Maybe he hasn't been tainted yet.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he responded to me with that spontaneous act of generosity.
It's been 4 months that he's been.
He should be tainted by now.
Yeah, I mean, most of them have spoiled by now.
Or gone.
Maybe he's just in a great mood because he's so friggin' handsome.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it.
No problem.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, by the way, as expected, the president's constitutional amendment to ban gay marriages died in the Senate today. So
Over
for now, but you'll still be hearing about it in the campaign. In the Washington, D.C. suburb of Silver Spring, Maryland yesterday, nuns were accused of sexual abuse for the very first time.
Baby.
Class. A group that says it speaks for 100 people around the country cited nuns, sisters, and other female religious workers.
Sister.
The group is the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP for short.
Sister. Why don't you bring that ruler over here, sister?
Do we have Sister Mary Elephant?
No, not a chance we can find it now.
I think I was hearing a best of the other day when we were playing that. That's
I think we were playing that right off the record album, I think we were. Hey, sister.
I understand you wanted me to say a few Hail Marys.
I watched you, sister. The lemons.
Hey, sister.
You took a bottle of gold perfume and put it up on the counter.
Spank me, sister.
This group of abuse.
And you know what the
sister says. Don't make it a habit, though, sister.
And you know what the sister says.
What?
Hi, baby. Hi, baby.
Hi, sister.
This group of abuse victims wants to speak at the annual meeting of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious next month in Fort Worth. We'd like them to hear our stories, says a group officer. Those stories include quotes like, I didn't know sex between women was an option. She taught me.
So this is girl-on-girl thing.
In this case, none on girl. Here's another quote. She took me under her wing and into her bed.
Well, we'll have none of that.
Oh, dear.
The group says it's confident the women's conference...
Have none of that, N-U-N.
...will make wiser decisions than the bishops did early in the priest abuse scandal.
There'll be none of that.
None of that.
None of your business.
Whenever there's an investigation...
You know what that's like?
What?
No, that's like penguin sodomy.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the outfit. Nasty. Look at the outfit. I mean...
Well, not all of them wear the habit anymore.
Yeah, but if it was...
Many of them weren't in this case.
Mm-hmm. If it was me, that'd be all they're wearing. just the headgear.
The habit.
Just the headgear.
Kick the habit. Whenever there's an investigation into sex at a girls' prison, the Don and Mike news team is there. Dateline Southern Oaks Girls School.
Aren't you all worked up for this newscast?
Oh, Lord, yes. Ten passes.
Oh, you're left.
Lord, yes.
Whatever.
You're left. 10 past and present inmates at this girl's prison say close to 90% of the prison population engages in sexual activity of some sort while behind bars.
Ah, baby.
Well, yeah, duh. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
The superintendent of the prison's been saying it's around 5%, not 90.
Wow.
Well, again, duh. What do you expect her to say?
Mm-hmm.
The facility houses 200 girls between the ages of 13 and 17, so the investigation is on.
We need to recarpet this facility.
Oh.
Quoting one former inmate, they'll find some stuff out, but not everything.
I don't care how much it costs. I want bleach. I want as much bleach as you can possibly bring to this facility.
Prison love. He doesn't work for Hooters anymore. But when 32-year-old Juan Aponte ran one in West Covina, California, he kept a camera in the Hooter girls' changing room.
Now...
Because it's true.
That's just not right.
Juan was arrested 2 months ago and was not able to post the $500,000 bond or bail.
You're damn right.
He'll likely get 5 years in prison after pleading no contest to 5 felony counts, including...
I'm liable to lose you.
Including 2 counts for using a minor for sex and 3 counts of eavesdropping.
Oh, dear.
Fire me.
Actually, Juan's location hadn't even opened yet. He was conducting job interviews in a trailer on the construction site.
Oh, my.
I'm scared stiff.
Wow.
What was that one?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sounded like he was scared something.
Yeah. Well, it was in that trailer on that construction site where Juan had the girls try on the uniforms. Hooters headquarters in Atlanta, by the way, says it's against company policy to ask applicants to try on uniforms.
Yeah.
How are you?
Just so you'll know.
How are you? How you doing, Juan?
Time goes on.
Yeah, it does. And you wear that uniform, you know, you basically try on the uniform that everybody else before them has tried on.
Where did you get that nickname?
I don't know, Juan.
They have banned white beater.
Yeah, I know, it's funny.
They've banned white...
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
They've banned wife-beater t-shirts, or wife-beater shirts, at a high school in West Virginia.
Oh, now what's the world coming to, Buzz?
They've also banned pajamas, spike jewelry, and visible underwear of any kind.
What the hell are they going to wear?
Those things and the white undershirts known as wife-beaters disrupt the educational process, according to school officials. The new rules also ban belly shirts or any top that doesn't come all the way down to the waistband of the skirt or pants.
But how does the school feel about wife-beating?
No comment on that. They haven't said. There's no policy on that.
Most of them are unmarried.
It's West Virginia, so who knows?
Check that. Half of them are married.
No skirts higher than mid-thigh. No chains and nothing see-through.
Almost.
No headbands, bandanas, or scarves.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
And nothing that promotes sex, violence, drugs, alcohol, or tobacco. No word on the policy on overalls.
Do not eat pizza.
Yeah, it reminded me of that. Now, this show is owned by Infinity Broadcasting, which is also in the billboard business.
Yeah, hey.
Our chief corporate competitor is Clear Channel, which also owns a lot of shows and stations.
Oh, but we're on some Clear Channel stations, so boo-yay.
Yay.
Boo-yay.
Boo-yay. They also own a lot of billboards.
Hi, this is the gay Stuart Scott from ESPN. Look at that catch. Boo-yay.
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 Well, like Infinity, like us, they are also in the billboard business, and both companies are right now a bit fearful of the government because of the crackdown on words that come out of your radio, but... Clear Channel's owners are also reportedly friends of the president.
Mm.
And now, an anti-war group is accusing Clear Channel of trying to block a New York billboard opposing the war in Iraq. It says, the billboard says, democracy is best taught by example, not war, and it's next to a picture of a bomb. But the group says Clear Channel has rejected the design after it signed a lease agreement with the group back in December. The group's now planning a breach of contract lawsuit against Clear Channel.
Very, very hinky.
Yeah, that's weird. Tomorrow I have thoughts I'll give to you about the radio business.
Oh, good.
You know, our company, Infinity, that you just mentioned, there's this thing. I don't even know if I have time to explain it to you now fully. You know how we talk about the ratings?
Right.
The Arbitron ratings?
Right.
The Arbitron ratings start coming out for our show in all the markets next week or the following week.
Okay.
The big spring ratings where they find out how you're going to do the rest of the year. It's how you set your financial stuff for the rest of the year.
Advertising rights.
Well, Infinity has decided that Arbitron is too expensive. So they canceled Arbitron.
Again.
Which means, when they canceled it before...
Right.
It was one of those things they said.
Oh, it was negotiation, please.
It's a handshake deal. Now, both sides have walked away from each other.
Wow.
And what this means is, whenever the ratings come in now.
For any Infinity station.
We're not allowed to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading today that because of this move by Infinity, if you're a radiophile out there,
right.
And you go to a site like InsideRadio.com or RadioAndRecords.com and you try to find the ratings, because they print the overall ratings. Mm-hmm. Arbitron's not going to allow publications online or printed to relay any of that information Infinity might get it. I mean, like, for instance, in Washington, D.C., where we're on WJFK, if Radio and Records was to print a list of the top-rated stations, regardless of how our station did, they would be telling us what our share is.
Right.
So, in order for Infinity not to be able to see what the ratings are, Arbitron has now decided that they're not going to let, for 6 months, any other company, any other media company, print or internet, release any ratings information.
Oh, man.
And that goes for, I think, 108 markets.
And this means our sales staff will then be selling thin air, something you can't hold in your hand with no numbers to back that up.
That's right.
Good luck to them.
That's right. But I understand that this the flip side is, and I hope I can say this now without fear of being fined by Arbitron, they stink. They're like the worst ratings company in the world. I don't know if we're allowed technically to tell you why their methodology stinks.
Right, we probably can't go into detail right now.
But they're the worst.
I give them an asterisk.
We've always thought, even when we were number one in the ratings and we go down to number three, we go back to number one.
Mm-hmm.
We've always thought, God, we've hit the jackpot. We're the lucky guys
right. Because
Arbitron's methodology stinks.
Mm-hmm.
So Infinity now has given the middle finger to Arbitron,
right. Which
means when the ratings start coming out now, I guess for us,
we'd have to drive over to another radio station where we might have a friend who might share the information with us.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it's going to. Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say the A word.
Can't even say it?
No.
Why?
I'll forward you the email.
Is that from Yalen or an email?
Hi.
It's an email from several people.
Oh, one of those people named Joel?
How
about Bobby Bacala? You know that's the nickname for Scott Herman?
No, I didn't know.
You ever seen him?
No.
He is Bobby Bob.
Well, we didn't get the email.
I didn't get it.
I know.
We're not allowed to say the name of the company?
Mm-mm.
Why? Can you bring me the email?
I can't. Yeah, I'll print it.
Will you please? Thank you very much.
Well, they're arbitrary, don't you think?
Fuzz. You troublemaker.
Yeah, I'm starved. I'd love to go to Arby's and get a roast beef sandwich right now.
I wanted ham. We'll have to arbitrate this.
I'm going
to
watch some old movies tonight. I love that comedian Fatty Arbuckle.
I wonder how Jay Maynard is. You remember that costume of his?
No, I don't.
From Tron?
I wonder if Jay was ever in the Army.
Oh, then he would be like Army Tron.
Fun, isn't it?
Yes,
it is fun.
It's grand fun, especially when it's such a stupid ass rule.
Yeah, thank you.
Such a stupid ass rule. It's a company that this company has decided to stop doing business with. So what? We can't say it on the radio, but it's okay for me to look at on InsideRadio.com and see the gigantic Infinity logo where it says, you know, Infinity is not playing chicken with Arbitron. They're canceling the account.
Uh-huh. Easy.
Oh, the A word.
Oh, I'm afraid. Well, let me see the logic behind it. You got the memo? I won't read it verbatim. Let's see. Two, blah, 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 blah. The subject, the word.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
It's important to note that our controversy is ending in a matter of days. We'll not be permitted to use past or present data. Okay, I read that on a website.
Okay.
That's public knowledge.
Right.
This includes everything going on the air and reading stories in the newspaper about Erica, or asking your friends at other stations who might have done how you might have done in the ratings. This is serious. So the company directive, and thank you, BA, but it'd be nice.
Yeah, so what they're saying is I think they don't want us to involve ourselves in the ratings and talking about
and
it.
Oh, and now it says, you know, it would be a good idea to send us these memos because the last line says simply stated. And I'm going to say it one more time, just so you know. It says, simply stated, consider Arbitron a four-letter word.
Yeah.
It's not to be discussed on or off the air.
So many A words we can't say anymore.
Well, that's it. Now we know and we can't.
All right, thanks,
so that'll be the last you'll hear about it.
Appreciate it. Okay.
There we go.
So how are we going to get our ratings, though? We can still say that, right? How are we going to get our ratings?
I guess we're not.
Let's move on, shall we?
Jesus.
It said don't talk about it, so I think we probably should honor that.
Okay, but not the word.
Yeah, what's that?
I haven't said the word. Okay?
No, you haven't said the word.
I'm not.
No, you said it twice since she told you not to say it.
Well, okay. Well, all right. All right.
All right.
You know, I don't really have a point to argue with you. Like, okay. I'm guilty.
Exactly.
But I think twice is okay. I don't think they'll fire us.
And really,
twice.
Only once after you read the memo.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. Come on, Mike.
It's a tightrope.
Yeah. You love it on the tightrope.
Yeah,
Let's move on.
While radio and TV have gotten a bit tamer, the movies have gotten a bit wilder, and it's been noticed. A new study out of the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston shows that over the last 10 years, sex and violence and profanity have increased at the movies.
Ow, ow, ow.
And that over the...
I got an abrasion on my arm. It's killing me.
See, that's totally different. I like that.
See, but I got to use my brain for that, like to try to think of words that start like that.
Yeah, use your brain every day.
I hate using my brain.
It hurts.
Me like doing the show stupid.
It hurts.
Me like...
Now, over the same 10 years that sex and violence and profanity increased in the movie ratings got more lenient. The study says the line has blurred between PG and PG-13, and... and between PG-13 and R. The study says the ratings don't do a good job of describing the content of movies.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about the ratings.
No, these are movie ratings.
I'm kidding. You're talking about like RPG. I got gotcha. You. NC-17, the much beloved NC-17.
They've also noticed in this study that violence in G-rated animated movies is up as well. Just because it's a cartoon, they say, doesn't mean it's good for your kid.
Yeah, you know, there was a family in front of us that walked out of the Will Ferrell movie. The,
well,
the movie.
See, you know, I was thinking about that. Yeah. That's a dumb family for bringing kids that age in the first place.
I agree. Even though the movie's PG-13, you got to know if you've seen the ads and you've seen Will Ferrell walking around in his underpants,
right?
With him going Scotch, Scotch, I love Scotch,
and it's adult humor.
And those kids weren't 13. You said they were around 9 and 10.
Yeah, 8 and 9, something
ridiculous.
And then, incidentally, for what it's worth, they laughed.
Yeah,
they did when they saw the
show.
They liked it.
Gnarly surfer dude stood by helplessly yesterday as one of their buddies was eaten alive by two great white sharks. It happened just off my feel-good story.
You know, we're getting some kind of interference here.
It happened just off Perth, Australia. The surviving surfers say their friend was gone in 60 seconds. Quoting one, the sharks just
kept... That's a cool movie.
The sharks just kept going back for more. He didn't stand a chance. They were too big for him to fight off. He lost a lot of blood. There were pools everywhere. They say the body was chomped almost in half with chunks of the torso missing. The sharks have been identified as great whites, just like in the movie Jaws. It was the second deadly shark attack in those waters in the last 4 years.
Where was this at?
Perth, Australia.
Ah, well, who cares?
God.
Well, I mean, really?
Yeah, because it's a foreign country.
It's not here.
No. And Rob says they're trying to invade us, too. The Australians.
The Australians?
Yeah, you know what they're going to do?
What?
I read this.
What?
You read this in a book.
I didn't read this in a book. Uh-huh. The Australians are allied with the sharks. And they're going to ride the sharks and attack.
Shut up.
I believe you.
It's true. I saw it in a book.
That's so true.
Yes.
What's next on the news and comments?
Mike, thank you. I had something in my throat. It started with the letter A. What's next, Buzz?
The latest medical experiments from Germany.
Oh, here you go.
Wow.
This is Buzz von Gulette from Germany.
Hi there.
Never forget.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, friend. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Like the Girl Scouts, they have changed. Don and Mike.
Right. We have another trip to Atlantic City to give away, courtesy of HBO, for the fight weekend on Saturday, July 24. How about you listen tomorrow? We'll give that away tomorrow.
All right.
And tomorrow, we'll also have a pair of ringside tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw Live.
Yeah, brother.
And a chance to be a guest manager for a match.
Ooh.
Go backstage and meet and greet all your favorite wrestlers.
Oh, it's one of my dreams.
WWE.
Yes, Rob, it is.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We're never surprised to hear about medical experiments from Germany, but we were surprised to hear they'd studied the dumbness of blondes.
Hi.
Blondes also remember as in Aryans.
Now that would go against general German stereotypes.
You would think, but wait till you hear where this is going and see how they turn it around.
Does it end up logical, Buzz?
It does. Very, very organized. The study's big revelation is that if you tell dumb blonde jokes to blonde women, they get dumber. They didn't do as well on mental...
Someone get Michelle Manthi on the phone for me right now.
No.
That's a joke. That's a joke, and I hope her unborn child didn't hear that.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Not a chance Michelle's even listening to our show today.
No.
She's one of our sales ladies. She's about to have a baby.
She's wonderful.
And if she was listening, she wouldn't hear it. They didn't do as well on mental capacity tests after the jokes as they'd done before the jokes.
Hello, I have a list of jokes I'd like to share with you.
Well, the conclusion of this study is a no-brainer. Tell someone they're dumb.
Get it? A no-brainer.
Yeah. You tell someone they're dumb, and they will perform poorly. Stereotype blondes or any group is stupid, and they'll really get that way.
I'm breathing through my mouth right now.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
So don't say anything cruel about Aryans.
You know, the thing to do, anybody have a blonde joke? Because the thing to do is tell blonde joke now with a German accent.
I'm out.
I don't have any off the top of my head.
How can you tell when a blonde has been using your computer?
How?
There's white out on the screen. Now is the time for you to laugh.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you,
Rob Spiewak with the tip in.
And now a word about ignorance and hatred.
Time for a double dose of Rob.
In New Jersey, a woman is accused of urging her children to throw pennies at Jews.
Oh, no.
Orthodox Jews specifically.
Get away from the microphone.
42-year-old Francis Stiles of Lakewood, New Jersey, is talking to Rob.
You can come to his mind if you like.
Yeah, I know he can.
No.
Oh, dear.
42-year-old Francis Stiles of Lakewood, New Jersey, got pulled over by a detective in an unmarked car who says he saw pennies flying out the window.
That's wrong.
Story he got, that she gave pennies to her 11-year-old son, her 15-year-old daughter, and her daughter's friend, and told them to throw the pennies at Orthodox Jews if they... As they drove through town Thursday night.
Oh, dear.
She is now charged with the hate crime of bias harassment.
Wow.
She says she didn't realize what the kids were doing in the back of the car, and she says they didn't know it was anti-Semitic.
That's not Pennywise.
Does.
There it is.
The secret sound.
You've heard of drug smugglers swallowing bags of cocaine to sneak it into the country.
Sure.
But you've never heard of this. This is a first. In Colombia. Security pulled aside a guy who was acting nervous, suspecting drugs. They x-rayed him. They saw bags, but the bags didn't contain drugs. The man is now passing bags of cash. The man had swallowed bags containing nearly $50,000 in cash.
So, you know, at some point, they had to say, that's dirty money.
$47,500 in bills in dozens of bags this guy had swallowed.
I don't want your blood money.
The legal limit for leaving Colombia with cash is $10,000.
Was it mostly in ones?
I don't know. It'll take a while to sort that out. Police say it was probably drug money.
Yeah, it was all $2 bills.
Number two.
Police say it was probably drug money and that he probably tried this stunt to avoid the tough new money laundering laws.
He's a human ATM.
And who doesn't want to hear a story headlined, Man Raised by Chickens?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. On the island, true story.
Bring it.
Funny thing. On the islands of Fiji, social workers are trying to assimilate a 32-year-old man they say was raised by poultry. They say as a child, after his parents died, his evil grandfather locked him in a chicken coop. The boy eventually flew the coop, but that was 20 years ago.
That boy's name is Larry Michael, and now he's the play-by-play voice of the Washington Redskins.
Thanks, Don.
Back then, nobody knew what to do with the man, so they tied him to his bed and locked him in a room without chickens for another 20 years.
Larry Michael, he's a good egg.
Now, doctors are trying to help the man assimilate. They say he has no mental defects.
Guys! Right down! Redskin!
Help me!
Want your dog to live a long life?
Yes, I do, Buzz.
Move him to Australia and feed him kangaroos. Jerry the dog of Canberra, Australia, may become the world's oldest or longest living dog. He'll turn 27 next month.
Really? What about some of the ladies up on the third floor?
What's that in dog years?
189 in human years.
Wow.
Jerry, who's a mongrel, was raised on a diet of kangaroo, rabbit, and emu that he caught, along with some scraps from the table.
Who wants emu? Emu.
That's what I eat.
Who wants emu?
The vet says Jerry is in such good shape, he'll probably clear 28. The oldest dog ever died in 1939 at the age of 29. He was from Australia, too. Right now, the oldest dog alive is a beagle named Butch, right here in Virginia. He's 27.
Boy, you know, it's kind of sad, isn't it, when you really think about that, as far as how long dogs really live.
Oh, no, that's fantastic.
But then you look at your own dogs and you realize, you know, what a brief time we all have them for.
Right, true. The summertime DJ craziness continues.
Yeah, baby.
A popular morning show in Little Rock, Arkansas has been fired after the producer went through a parade route wearing a Speedo and handing out porn videos.
This is Scott Shannon.
It was a gay rights parade.
Hi, gays.
No word on the orientation of the videos, the radio show, or its producer.
Hey, gays, this is Scott Shannon. I have recently swallowed $50,000 in $1 bills. Follow the trail to the cash jackpot.
Stacks and stacks of cash.
And finally, sisters in wet bikini tops
fighting.
Are you talking about nuns again?
The tops come off.
Are these nuns or
no,
sisters?
No, these are sisters.
Like the Bush sisters.
Like them,
okay.
For example.
Yeah, start it again.
In wet bikini top.
Yeah.
Would you start from the very beginning?
Yeah. Finally. Sisters. In wet bikini top.
Thank you.
Fighting.
Now I'm listening.
The tops come off. Not some guy's dream. It really happened. At a campground near Ardmore, Oklahoma, two sisters got into an argument. Next thing you know, Candace and Melody had lost their tops. They're in front of Christians and children. There was exposure. There were very nasty words. And biting there in the water. A shocked onlooker called the cops. They arrested one of the sisters for disturbing the peace. They did not charge either sister with indecent exposure after everyone agreed that the tops coming off was accidental.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
On the Don and Mike show.
All right, Buzz.
I'm satisfied.
It was an accident.
Nice. Would have been sexier, though.
Yeah.
It was nuns.
Yeah.
I mean, because you...
I had that earlier.
I know, you teased me earlier with that. Nuns having sex thing.
Yeah, and then if everybody at the campground got together.
Listen, that's it. Good night, everybody. We want to thank today...
Johnny and Alicia.
Yes, from...
Tonight. Is it Alicia?
No. It's Donnie and...
Marie? Evil woman.
Bitch.
Allison?
Allison. That's it.
That's Allison.
That's
the Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race on CBS. Tomorrow we'll be joined on the show by a famous WWE wrestler. And also it's time for Way Out There. We do a segment about cuddling.
And thanks to Gary for my wonderful chair.
Yeah.
So listen, everybody.
I don't know what you're going to do. I'm going to go sit through Anchorman about 8 times tonight.
Excellent.
And we'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You got your pennies ready? I'm ready to throw.
Let's go. Let's go catch them.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I got to do it with the computer,
hey,
Mike.
We're outside. We're not supposed
to be in here now. Okay, now I'll hit the door and we'll leave again.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Wipe your feet.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.